Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. With the American naval blockade of Iranian ports in full force, President Trump says Iran is anxious to reach a deal with the U.S. Publicly, though, Iran has kept up its tough talk. It's against that backdrop that Pakistan keeps trying to arrange another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks.
Pakistani officials say Islamabad has proposed a second round of talks to the U.S. and Iran, while Vice President J.D. Vance earlier said negotiations with Iran did make some progress. And President Donald Trump had said on Monday, "We've been called by the other side. They want to make a deal." The Pakistani officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to discuss the matter with the press. Meanwhile, a senior Hezbollah official had on Monday said the Lebanese militant group will not abide by any agreements that may result from direct Lebanon-Israel talks set to start today, Tuesday, in Washington. I'm Charles DeLazzo.
One's a Democrat, the other a Republican. Targets of sexual misconduct allegations, they're leaving Congress. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California and Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas are quitting Capitol Hill. President Trump says he has nothing to apologize for regarding his criticism of Pope Leo. Referring to the Pope, quoting Mr. Trump, "I think he's very weak on crime and other things, so I'm not going to apologize." A proposal for a new Maryland Democrat-friendly congressional map has officially died with the conclusion of the state's legislative session. However, mid-decade redistricting efforts are set to continue next week in Florida as well as in Virginia. Wholesale prices surged 4% last month, the steepest increase in more than 3 years. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 33 points, NASDAQ futures 130 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'd like to tell you about a man named Phineas who, as a child, survived the Holocaust. Phineas survived because Christians hid him from the Nazis, risking everything to save his life. Today, Phineas is in his 80s. He can no longer stand on his own or even leave his home to receive medical care. And when sirens sound and missiles fall, he doesn't have the time or the strength to reach safety. But once again, Christians are helping to save his life. Through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a mobile clinic brings doctors and medicine right to Phineas's doorstep, providing care that he otherwise would not receive, especially during a time of war. Phineas said, "Christians saved my life during the Holocaust, and now again, they are helping me. As Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day approaches, remember these precious children of God by lifting them up in prayer, asking for his protection, his comfort, and his peace. Stand with Israel in prayer by visiting supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland's 2026 General Assembly session ended at midnight in Annapolis following last night's adjournment. Governor Moore celebrated the passage of his entire legislative agenda, saying it represents a major victory for Marylanders. The governor says there were extraordinary pressures during the session, but the state delivered real results for the people, from protecting residents against price hikes to boosting the state's economic competitiveness. The measures passed include Decade Act to make Maryland more business-friendly and position the state as a leader in industries of the future, and the Vax Act to ensure that health policies remain grounded in science. And the Utility Relief Act was among the legislation passed during Maryland's 90-day legislative session. The wide-ranging energy bill aims to lower household utility costs and make changes to oversight of utilities and the power grid. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
The Orioles rallied for a series opening win. Baltimore overcame a six-run deficit to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-7 at home. Jeremiah Jackson led the way, going 3-for-4 with two home runs and five RBIs, including a grand slam. And Pete Alonso clubbed a go-ahead two-run shot of his own for his second homer of the year. Albert Suarez picked up the win in relief, and Ryan Helsley recorded his fifth save. The teams will continue their series tonight. Coming up next, a look at the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstadt. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The heat is on starting today. We've got bright sunshine and some hot temperatures with highs headed for the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in Westminster, 61 in Easton, and 64 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's April 14th. Wow, is April already halfway over? My word. It just, time flies by when you're getting old, doesn't it? It really flies by. Unless you're sitting on 695 or any other major highway in the state of Maryland. There are accidents all over this morning. So if you're leaving the house, leave a little bit earlier if you can, okay? Because it is a nightmare on the road today. And no, it's not raining. It's not snowing. None of that is happening. It's just people being, I don't even know what to call it, all right? I want to say stupid or dumb, but I'm not going to say that. You know, accidents happen, okay? And I understand that, but this morning is a disaster. So anyways, if you can, leave a little bit earlier. We got lots to talk about today, whether it's on the state level, whether it's on the local level, or whether it's on the national front on Capitol Hill. You guys probably saw, I know I posted a little bit on Facebook and X last night, we've got two members of Congress resigning. And it's interesting because, you know, we all know what they're trying to do. You know, like I know, as Mayor Brandon Scott would say, they are resigning because obviously they did something or some things very wrong. Most likely they did what they did was illegal. But not only that, they're trying to avoid the Ethics Committee investigation. This is the part that I really hate about when legislators resign, because, you know, and look, it happens on both sides of the aisle. This isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. Okay. It happens on both sides, but they resign so that they don't have to deal with the Ethics Committee, because of course that would blow up everything, right? Then you would see everything. Imagine a case going into discovery, right? You would see absolutely everything, and they don't want that. Because at the end of the day, they still want to take their pension, right? They're still going to get paid when they leave Capitol Hill. They still want to take their money. But only that, they want to make sure they still get another job, whether they run for office again or whether or not they move to the private sector. And so they don't want everything out there. But guarantee it, that's when you would see just how bad things really truly were, right? Now, of course, I'm talking about Congressman Eric Swalwell and Congressman Tony Gonzalez. And we're going to get into some of their statements here in just a little bit. But I don't like this part of it. I'm going to go ahead and give you the question of the day, because that's what it has to deal with. If you go to WCBM.com or you can go in the app, just click the poll tab. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's a very simple question. And it's interesting because, you know what, I think it's, maybe it's still loading here. It might be still loading. But it has to do with whether or not they should be able to resign to avoid the ethics committee. And in my view, I will just tell you up front, because I don't think I'm going to sway you left or right. In my view, I don't think that they should be allowed to do this. And I would group that. I would throw, you know, Matt Gaetz into that group. Like I said, I don't care which side of the aisle you sit on. Okay? As Sean Casey just mentioned on Casey and Company, he wants the slush fund book in the Department of Treasury to be made public. I do as well. I think many of us do. Here we are paying millions upon millions of dollars. These members of Congress are sexually assaulting individuals, and especially very young interns, and they're getting away with it, and then paying them off to be quiet with our tax dollars. How is this legal? I couldn't tell you, right? This is what they talk about as far as, you know, we have to make sure that we stay on top of the government. We have to make sure that we hold them accountable, right? I mean, this is why people talk about stuff like this all the time. This is why a lot of people talk about, you know, not losing their Second Amendment rights. We can't really talk about that here in Maryland now, can we? Speaking of Maryland, we're also going to talk about Sonny Dye, and we're going to talk about the fact that we just lost a lot in regards to public safety in the state of Maryland. It's unfortunate, but this is where we are, right? A very blue state. Governor Wes Moore is a so-called progressive. I don't know why they call themselves that. I mean, really, we got to rename that whole situation. But the Community Trust Act was passed. It was really a bill that was dead on arrival just a few weeks ago, and they resurrected it. And now it's headed to Governor Wes Moore's desk. And basically what it will allow, you know, because 287G, according to Democrats, didn't go far enough. That ban didn't go far enough. Now they want to make sure that our local law enforcement, the sheriff's office, you name it, they don't actually work with federal agents, our ICE agents. Now, we're going to get into this because, you know, our ICE agents don't just handle illegal immigration. They also handle human trafficking and other crimes. And when they were really, when everything came into fruition for ICE, it was right after 9/11, right? I mean, do you want another 9/11? Can we talk about this conversation? Because the Democrats are making people believe they only deal with illegal immigrants crossing the border. And they are so upset. It's so upsetting because, God forbid, they deport somebody here that's illegally, but they have not committed another crime. And another crime is because being here in the first place obviously is illegal. So we're going to get into that. We got a great guest joining us also at 10 o'clock, Allison Healy. She is a state's attorney in Harford County. She's going to be joining us in studio. So go ahead and write down the number, because if you want to call in and ask her questions, you know, please do so. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Obviously, a lot of that was passed yesterday, or I should say passed this session, will impact her job as a prosecutor. And, you know, she is very lucky because she's in a more of a red county. And so, you know, here they're going to make her job a lot harder. Yet she was elected by the people. The sheriffs were elected by the people. And yet now they're in a situation with what they're possibly doing could be unconstitutional. Now, they all took oaths, just like everybody in Annapolis, to make sure that they follow the Constitution. But here we are. She'll join us at 10 o'clock. Also, we will talk about this is a really strange situation. It has to do with illegal immigration as well. Kidnappers from Maryland that ended up in Mississippi. I'm going to just tell you that for now, because I can't even explain to you how crazy the story is. But they kidnapped a four-month-old baby. And it's not even the fact, yes, kidnappers, Maryland to Mississippi, four-month-old baby. Crazy, right? Already a crazy story. It gets crazier than that. And yet, there are people in position to give the public more information, but they're deciding to sit on it. And I believe they're deciding to sit on it because it has to do with, again, illegal immigration. So we're going to talk about that story or that case as well. Also, Pope Leo did clap back. I know, sounds crazy to say. Pope Leo did clap back at President Trump. A lot of people still talking about the meme that was posted yesterday by President Trump, where, you know, I guess he's saying now he thought it depicted him as a Red Cross doctor, is what he said. And so obviously it depicted him as Jesus. I think, you know, I don't think there's anybody that believes the Red Cross doctor story. But, you know, you've got lots of people very upset about it. And then, of course, the left is having an absolute meltdown. And see, this is some of the things that Republicans say, where it's like, if Trump didn't do some of these things, I mean, there wouldn't be any, like, gotchas coming from the left, right? I mean, this is a party that doesn't believe in public safety. They don't believe that illegal immigration is actually illegal. They believe that a man can be a woman. They believe that men can compete against women in sports. They believe things that, you know, common sense can't even think about touching, right? And so when you have these little things where they can kind of like take it as a you know, just a little snippet and lay their hat on it and try to blow it up for days, this is what they do. And so, you know, I didn't go into this story yesterday because honestly, I thought it was stupid. I looked at it as a meme, and I know President Trump, he loves to troll people. That's what he does. He was getting in this back and forth with Pope Leo. But there are a lot of Republicans that believe it was blasphemy, and they're very upset about it. So we will talk about it just a little bit at 11 o'clock hour. So if you haven't seen it, President Trump, again, he posted a meme on Truth Social. It has since been deleted, by the way. It has been deleted, which again goes to the fact, well, if you thought you were a Red Cross doctor in the meme, why did you delete it? Right. So it's so is it just because everybody was so upset about it? Or did you realize after the fact that it did depict you as Jesus? I don't even know. I just wish we had the same energy, right, when we're talking about blasphemy. I wish we had the same energy for everything else, right? I mean, really, think about it. You know what, Brian, the producer, let me ask you. You know, I know you got two granddaughters, so you know a little bit about Halloween, even though it's probably far removed for you, Brian. Yes. Well, I look at, you ever see the girls that dress up as like sexy nuns? Is that not blasphemy? I don't know. I always look at that situation and I'm thinking, how did you get there? I don't, you know what I mean? A sexy nun. I don't know. But nobody says anything about that ever, ever. Even though I think that's wrong. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me, but we will talk a little bit about it. Also, we'll talk about Pope Leo's clap back on it. And I'll just say another piece of this with the Pope Leo situation. If you enter the arena, right, if you get into the ring and you want to be part of the political conversation, then you're in the arena, right? You can't just get in and out of the arena when you feel like it, right? Think about it as like a UFC fight. You don't just go in, swing, land a punch, and then just, you know, hop out of the ropes. You can't do that. All right. So if Pope Leo wants to be in the discussion, if he wants to talk about LGBTQ issues, if he wants to talk about inclusion and all this other stuff, he wants to talk about the Middle East and the war, the decisions being made by the Trump administration. Pope Leo, if you want to enter the chat, you got to be in the chat. You can't just decide to walk away when President Trump says something about you or to you. Right. What does that say? Like, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. You're in the kitchen. You're there, right? That's like me not being able to handle stuff that, you know, people say to me online. It is what it is. I'm here. I'm in the kitchen. Anyways, we're going to talk about all that. And also Britney Spears, another sad story with Britney Spears. Brad, the producer, you might be very worried and upset about this, but apparently she's back in rehab. She's not doing too well. You know, I look at some of these child stars, and some of them, you can see they're hanging on for dear life. And then a lot of them, you can kind of see where it's just like, wow. Like Amanda Bynes, you know, she ended up being, you know, completely out there. Britney Spears had a tough time. I think Justin Bieber was having a tough time at some point. You know, Justin Timberlake, after seeing that video in New York of him getting pulled over by the cops in the Hamptons, and he kind of rolls down the window, is like, do you don't know who I am? Right? And, you know, it's just like, it's kind of like, dude, you're Justin Timberlake. Why don't you have a driver? What are you doing? What are you doing? Anyways, we're going to say a prayer for Britney Spears and all of those celebrities that unfortunately have had a hard time. They got, you know, they should do a study on that, being a celebrity as a child. They really should. All right, let's get right into this. Let's start at Capitol Hill, shall we? We'll start at Capitol Hill. Eric Swalwell has now announced that he has resigned. Now, like I mentioned earlier, I think he's trying to avoid the Ethics Committee investigation, which I do not think is right. But, you know, Scott Jennings, I thought he did an excellent job kind of, you know, just talking about how this was an open secret for a very long time. And you still had Eric Swalwell, like, poking at President Trump and the Epstein files. I want you to take a listen, then we'll talk about it.
I think we need to return to this Eric Swalwell issue. Swalwell I mean, if you listen to the victims, at least some of them, I mean, he has been credibly accused of rape. He's now under criminal investigation. What's happening here is insane because of what it tells us about the Democrats and our media class. First of all, let's start with Swalwell himself, who is a massive hypocrite. There are troves of videos of him and statements from over the past few years attacking Republicans, attacking President Trump, claiming they were protecting predators and abusers. He was on this all the time. Let's listen to Swalwell here in cut number 8.
216. I was the 216th person to sign the Epstein petition to release all of the files and finally bring justice for these victims. So we're just two away. Two more members sign it, and we are on our road to justice.
All right, there you have it. I thought Scott Jennings, again, did an excellent job just talking about this. But yeah, you had Eric Swalwell, who was, you know, walking around with this petition, posting videos and talking about how, oh, we're so close. We're so close with the Epstein files. And we talked about this a little bit last week, right? Because think about all those people that voted. They voted, to release the Epstein files. They were out there with the rallies and the protesters, also with the victims. And I looked at it as it is what it is. It doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Epstein, you know, finding out that he did some of these things and some of those people that were involved, it honestly doesn't change my life. Okay, so I kind of don't talk about it a whole lot because obviously it means something to other people, and that's fine. I'm not going to take that away from someone. If you were a victim of Epstein or some of these other predators, if they are, whether they're in Congress, whether they're in leadership positions, and you want to see some kind of justice, look, not even my conversation, not my business, right? You do you. But at the same time, you had people like Eric Swalwell on the front lines of this, and you're like, dude, wait a minute. So all this time, here you are saying, oh, the victims, we need to help them, we need to do this, that, and the third. And meanwhile, you might have been victimizing people yourself? And I don't know if you guys saw this, but apparently one of the girls, and there was a video that was circulating over the weekend. I couldn't tell if it was AI or not, so I didn't share it. It was a very short video. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Eric Swalwell was sitting on the end of a bed, and there were two girls also on this bed, and he had his shoes off. Somebody had the cell phone out, but you could tell he had no idea he was being recorded. And so this video was only about not even 6 seconds. You know what? I would say maybe 4 seconds long. It was that short. But he was sitting on the bed and there was a girl sitting next to him and he moved her mouth towards his and literally forced her to kiss him. Well, turns out that young lady allegedly is underage. Okay? Turns out that video wasn't AI. Eric Swalwell is just that disgusting. I thought it was AI. Because I'm like, who forces somebody to kiss someone like that? I mean, that's like, you know what? I don't know. To me, that's like something you might want to get punched for me. I don't know. I wouldn't put up with anything like that. But unfortunately, you got a situation where, you know, this is real. And Eric Swalwell should be held accountable. But again, he's going to try to avoid the Ethics Committee. All right, we get back, we'll go over the question of the day. And then we'll also talk about Congressman Tony Gonzalez, because he also in the same position as Eric Swalwell. Real quick before we go, I recommend my friends at AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and I do too. Now, the AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400. You can also visit them online, aeshome.us.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions. pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're going to get right into the question of the day here. And, of course, you can always call 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 if you want to weigh in on Tony Gonzalez or Eric Swalwell resigning. Again, the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should members of Congress be able to avoid an ethics investigation just because they resigned? Yes or no? All right, at WCBM.com, or if you have the app, you can take the poll question right there on the app. Should members of Congress be able to avoid an ethics investigation just because they resigned? And some people would say, well, Kim, they resigned, so they're no longer there. True, but when they draw the pension, right? Again, you're still paying for them once they leave. So should they be able to avoid that ethics investigation just because they resigned? I want to get your thoughts on that. I really, truly do, because I don't, honestly, and I'm going to tell you up front how I feel about it. You might feel differently. I don't think that's right. I don't. If you leave a job, and look, for Eric Swalwell, the more and more things are coming out. I don't know if you guys saw that, but three women actually sat down for an interview at CBS last night. The more and more that's coming out on Eric Swalwell, going to be a huge problem. Tony Gonzalez, the fact that the staffer that he was allegedly involved with, the fact that she set herself on fire and committed suicide, I would think that there would be a further investigation there too. But it depends, right? It depends. We learned here in the state of Maryland, remember Kanaya Ward? And Kanaya's law actually passed in Annapolis. We'll get to that in the next hour with Allison Healy. But Kanaya Ward, the 60-year-old that was found dead in the hotel room in Baltimore City under the care of DHS in the state of Maryland, once we found out that there was a suicide note and she had committed suicide, they closed the investigation. And I said, well, wait a minute, why? She was staying in a Baltimore City hotel. She was by herself at the time, and she was only 16 years old. And then we found out the nonprofit that was supposed to be the agency that was supposed to give oversight, then we find out that they weren't correctly, you know, filed with the state, and there were some issues. So why would you close that investigation? But they did. But they did. So I don't know how they do it in Florida, but here in Maryland, it is done a little differently. Anyways, I did want to tell you a little bit about some of the details here. As I mentioned, the CBS interview, there's clips floating around on CBS's social medias. I believe they have the full interview on CBSNews.com. One of the ladies that's come forward, there's three women, by the way, sitting down with this reporter. She says, we're not walking away from this fight. Two of the accusers for Congressman Eric Swalwell are sharing their accusations and decisions to come forward. Alika, I'm probably saying this right or wrong, excuse me. Alika Albrecht. I don't know. I have no idea. Looks like possibly a Serbian name. And then Ali Samarco. And then there's an influencer, Cheyenne Hunt, who helped get their stories out, spoke exclusively with CBS News about the unraveling of the Democratic congressman's political career. So the influencer, Cheyenne, she got these two girls to come forward. And apparently, as we discussed yesterday, there's 50-plus women total that are making these allegations against Eric Swalwell. Now, last week, when we talked about this, I said, well, some of the girls coming forward, number one, they were over 18, and number two, they didn't file a police report or anything at the time. And number three, most of the stories that we saw last week, they were just saying that Eric Swalwell was very creepy and icky, right? That doesn't fly in, you know, the court of law. But with some of these other stories, if that video from over the weekend that I thought was AI, if that is, true, and that young lady allegedly sitting on that bed was in fact underage, totally different story. He's not out of the woods, right? Also, one of his former staffers, there's been a case opened in Manhattan. One of his former staffers, and there were some other young ladies that he had, you know, dealt with in passing. They're accusing him of rape. And we read a little bit about that story yesterday. Left one young lady, according to her, bleeding and lots of pain. I mean, this is, you know, possibly one of the sickest cases that we might see come out of Capitol Hill, I would say, you know, in a very long time, if not forever. So we'll continue this conversation. I do want to just read to you when we get back, his statement as far as his resignation, Eric Swalwell, and then also with Tony Gonzalez. As Sean Casey mentioned earlier, it was almost as if the Democrats wanted to make sure they evened things out, even though we still have a slim majority. They wanted to come after Tony Gonzalez, a Republican as well. Now, I'm not mad about it because, again, if he is a sexual predator, he tried to stay in the race. Luckily, Brandon Herrera is now the nominee in that seat. But he should be talked about as well. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Sexual misconduct allegations are chasing two members of Congress from Capitol Hill. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California is quitting Congress. Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas says he is leaving Congress as well. President Trump says the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz is working, and he says it's really no heavy lift for the American military. The president ordered the blockade after last week's U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan ended without a deal. Pakistan now trying to arrange another round of peace talks between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. will referee direct talks between Israel and Lebanon in Washington today. Meantime, Israel continues hammering Iran's proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon. Head of the opening bell on Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 57 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Aaron Judge homered twice, and the Yankees scored on a game-ending wild pitch in a three-run ninth to overcome Mike Trout's two homers and five RBIs in an 11-10 win over the Angels to snap a five-game skid.
Wild game. Went out to an early lead, and then they stormed right back, and it was just kind of back and forth, some big blows there.
AZ Fudd was drafted number one overall by the Dallas Wings in the WNBA draft, reuniting her with former UConn teammate and last year's top pick, Paige Beckers. College basketball, North Carolina freshman Caleb Wilson is headed to the NBA draft. NHL, three-time Stanley Cup winning goaltender Jonathan Quick of the Rangers says he is retiring at age 40. And famed ESPN broadcaster Dick Vitale is facing another battle with cancer after being diagnosed with melanoma in his lung and liver cavity. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, Our job is your satisfaction.
Your Fox 25 forecast. The summer heat is here today. Mostly sunny and very hot with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight as those drop back into the mid-60s. Even hotter on Wednesday. We've got more sunshine with highs flirting with 90 degrees for the first time this season. And then through Thursday, high temperatures will stay in the very hot upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I don't know about you guys. It's going to be beautiful outside. You know, we just got to get through the work week. We got to get through it. All right, I did want to tell you guys a little bit about what the congressman had to say on their way out the door. Don't forget, question of the day is up there, WCBM.com. Should members of Congress be able to avoid an ethics investigation just because they resigned? Yes or no? So far, as you guys are taking this poll question, 94% of you say no, but 6% of you say yes, they should be able to avoid the ethics investigation. Look, there's no wrong answer here, obviously. I just want to get your thoughts, your opinion on it. Because right now, the way that it's set up, if you resign before the ethics investigation goes public, I mean, because they could be investigating you right now. Before it goes public, if you resign before that, you still are clear. And so that's how it's set up currently. Now, Congressman Tony Gonzalez, again, this is the congressman out of Texas. Brandon Herrera was running against Tony Gonzalez at the primary. And, you know, Brandon Herrera, I supported him from the very jump. I mean, we had him on the show. They call him the AK guy. He's got a huge social media presence, but also he puts in the work. You know, he was knocking doors and doing everything that he should do as a candidate. But he's, you know, a good guy. And I thought, you know, this is somebody, because we don't have a lot of people on the Hill that are really focused on the Second Amendment. And I think if there were some better federal laws in place, that might help us here in the state of Maryland. So I support him, right? I support him 100%. But he was, you know, at first, during the race, he was talking about how he believed that there was an affair between Representative Tony Gonzalez and a staffer who then later committed suicide. And you could see that there were some rumblings there. I spoke to a young lady that was also running in Texas. She said that down in Texas, that story was very well known. And just so you know, considering the district, this is where Uvalde, Texas is, by the way. And so, you know, there wasn't a whole lot being said about it until it was right before the primary election there in Texas. But it happened back in September of 2025. That's when the staffer had committed suicide. Well, allegedly, we got to say allegedly here, allegedly she committed suicide after, you know, the backlash and the fallout from the alleged affair with Congressman Tony Gonzalez. Now, he denied it the entire time. Finally, he can no longer deny it. Why? Because the husband of the staffer who unfortunately ended her life, the husband made the text messages between his late wife and the congressman public. And so Congressman Tony Gonzalez can no longer deny. He had to then say, yes, in fact, it was real. There was an affair because now we have proof of it. And it was actually more than Brandon Herrera and others thought, because apparently they were having an affair in even different places, traveling to some cabin, allegedly, right? All of this was detailed in the text. Anyways, here is what Representative Tony Gonzalez had to say. He says, there is a season for everything, and God has a plan for us all. When Congress returns tomorrow, he's talking about today, I will file my retirement from office. It has been my privilege to serve the great people of Texas. All right. So that was from Representative Gonzalez. Okay. So he is resigning. Apparently, he is resigning today. Now, I did see where Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, who was she was pushing for both Tony Gonzalez and Swallow to resign. I think she has a couple other names on her list. I might know one of them, unfortunately. We'll see what happens with that. But Ana Paulina Luna, she was on with Jesse Waters last night, and she says, you know, based on forensic reports that I've seen, Eric Swalwell could be facing jail. He did the right thing by resigning, but his troubles aren't over just yet. And that's what Sean Casey was referring to this morning. You know, she's saying that it's much more serious than an affair. There could be minors involved. This could be forced rape and so many other things. When you're looking at the Tony Gonzalez situation, even though it was wrong, right, having an extramarital affair in some states is absolutely against the law. But she was not underage, and it was consensual now that we've seen the text messages. Swalwell's statement for his resignation, he says, I am deeply sorry to my family, staff, and constituents for mistakes in judgment I've made in my past. I will fight the serious false allegations made against me. You know, it's interesting because in this statement, he says, the false allegation, there's 50-plus women that have come forward, okay? He knew that before he wrote this. Okay. Just want to put that out there. Is he saying that just one of the allegations could be false? I don't know. He says, false allegation made against me. However, I must take responsibility and ownership for the mistakes that I've made. He says, I am aware of the efforts to bring an immediate expulsion vote against me and other members. Expelling anyone in Congress without due process within days of an allegation being made is wrong. But it's also wrong for my constituents to have me distracted from my duties. Therefore, I plan to resign from my seat in Congress. Now, remember, Eric Swalwell didn't think it was wrong when they decided to expel George Santos. Okay, because George Santos, it came out literally, I think, 72 hours beforehand, and then all of a sudden they were having a vote to expel George Santos over campaign finance violations and fraud. Eric Swalwell goes on to say, finally, he says, I will work with my staff in the coming days to ensure they are able, in my absence, to serve the needs of the good people of the 14th Congressional District. Again, he's in California. So this is where we are currently with these two members of Congress. Like I said, there seems to be a list. Okay, there are other names on this list, but I don't see where anything has come forward substantially that says that a crime has been committed. I will go to the phone lines here. Like I said, if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got John in Savannah, Georgia. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to give my 2 cents on Swalwell because I wanted to do so yesterday when he resigned, but I couldn't because there was out of time for the commercial break.
Yep, go ahead. Yep.
Well, it's interesting that Swalwell... Turns out Swalwell was like this because, well, it doesn't surprise me at all because he looks like the kind of person that the left, when the left talks about quote unquote toxic masculinity, that he looks like that, basically. He also, yeah.
Yeah, well, and it was also interesting, John, too, because he was on, you know, in front of the charge there, leading the way for the dropping of the Epstein files, right? He had the petition that was going around, and yet here he is doing his own dirty work.
Yeah, well, it shows, don't forget that the Democrats didn't give 2 cents about the Epstein files until they thought it would take down Trump.
That is very true. That's when they cared.
Well,
John, go ahead.
It will be interesting. I wanted to talk about Eric Swalwell because he was running in the governor's race, which is one of the races I'm for, despite it being a deep blue state. And, I think it's a very winnable race, if whether it be two Republicans. Well, I know it's very unlikely at this point, but I still think that if it's between Porter or Steve Hilton or Chad Bianco, it's going to be rather close, or maybe Bianco or Hilton will win. Call me crazy, but it's just my opinion.
Yeah. No, John, that's a great opinion, actually. I didn't think about that. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great week. John is right. You know, you have Eric Swalwell jumping out of the gubernatorial race, and it is going to be very close. It is going to be very close now that Eric Swalwell is definitely out of it. So could California end up seeing a Republican as a governor? there's a possibility. As I said, Republican is a strong word in California. It's a strong word. Look, you do have Steve Hilton. I guess he was the Fox News host, right? But it's still California. It's still California. So you're not going to get, you know, a governor that's going to be pushing, you know, laws that you might see like in the state of Texas, right? He's not going to be like a Greg Abbott. And I wouldn't expect any governor to govern that way in California, because that's a great way to lose your seat. But because, unfortunately, it is so blue there. But John, again, thank you for that. A great point. So we'll continue to watch what's going on, obviously, with Congressman Eric Swalwell and Congressman Tony Gonzalez. And of course, if there are more names on this list, of course, we'll continue to watch that as well. Now, what does this do for our slim majority? Well, you've got it kind of equaling out here, right? A Democrat and a Republican. I guess I look at some of these situations and I still think it's like right now, it is so hard to get things done on Capitol Hill. Yeah, they're back in session. They were off for an entire week. They're back in session now. And, you know, they've got a lot of things on their plate. And you just hope that we get some of the stuff done. You hope that, you know, some of the things that we accomplish actually affect we the people. I mean, I thought the Big Beautiful Bill, I thought, you know, getting that passed and a lot that was in that bill, I thought that was great. It's unfortunate that Governor Wes Moore will opt into the school choice aspect of the Big Beautiful Bill, but, you know, there are many states that have been able to do that. You know, that does affect us. When it comes to the federal law, I do have a message here from Herb that I'll read to you guys. And Herb, good morning to you. He says, Dear Kim, it is invalid to create a state law that blocks federal enforcement of federal law in any state, according to the U.S. Constitution. Herb, you're absolutely correct on that one. And so from my understanding, you do have some sheriffs coming together saying that they will challenge this Community Trust Act. And speaking of which, I do have some sound here to play for you guys. We're going to get to this conversation further with our guest, State Attorney from Harford County, Allison Healy, because, of course, this impacts her job as well. But I wanted you to just kind of take a listen to what the Community Trust Act will do and why this is so concerning.
Lawmakers in Annapolis are racing to push their bills across the finish line as the 90-day, three-month marathon session winds down to a final sprint in just under an hour left in the 2026 session. Well, we are following legislation now headed to the governor's desk, and that includes the Community Trust Act, which would further restrict any communication between local and federal officials about immigration enforcement. Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost has been there all 3 months for this long session, and she breaks down what happened today. Mackenzie, you're still not done yet, but you're close.
We're so close, Guy. We have just under an hour left in this session, and I can tell you this Community Trust Act really did spark some significant debate in the final sprint of this year's legislative session after lawmakers banned those formal 287G agreements in the state of Maryland. Supporters of the Community Trust Act want to take limiting cooperation with ICE even further.
Mr. President.
With time winding down and working against the clock,
clerk, read the bill.
The Maryland State Senate took up the Community Trust Act, or Senate Bill 791, once again Monday evening.
My vote will be read.
And the opposition to the plan seeking to further limit how Maryland works with federal immigration enforcement was on full display.
It's a wrong bill. It is not what we should be doing.
This is, you know, a Community Distrust Act, or it's a Community Betrayal Act. Because it's endangering our communities.
Taking the parameters of the 287G ban even further, local law enforcement in Maryland would not be able to detain someone if they are suspected to be in the country illegally without a judicial warrant or before a felony conviction before turning them over to ICE, including a few other instances. Billed as a due process effort, supporters argue the legislation seeks to protect people from federal overreach.
This legislation will ensure due process when people are charged with a crime, while balancing the absolute need for public safety.
But opponents, including Senator Justin Reedy, argue there are serious offenses that may warrant immigration conversations, but they're not felonies.
If ICE picks up a repeat drunk driver that's been convicted multiple times of drunk driving and a whole long rap sheet, but no convicted felonies, they can't call ICE. If they've got somebody in their custody that's they're going to release, and will wait trial for serious crimes and has a whole bunch of other convictions on their record.
The bill itself had a last-minute surge this session. After stalling in committee for weeks, suddenly it emerged late Thursday night, then passed out of the Senate Friday, sparking a marathon of debate on the floor of the House of Delegates over the weekend.
All right, so there you have it. Obviously, this report goes on further. If you want to check it out, McKinsey Frost, Fox 45, they have it there on their website. And so the Community Trust Act, yes, it goes after ICE in an even more aggressive way than the 287G ban. Now, many people believe, as Herb just pointed out in his message that he sent over, many people believe that this is unconstitutional. I also believe that you've got the Democrats that are selling this as if they're only dealing, ICE is only dealing with illegal immigrants. That's just not the case. A simple Google search will tell you that ICE focuses on smart immigration enforcement, preventing terrorism, this goes back to the attack on 9/11, and combating the illegal movement of people and goods, right? They deal with human trafficking. They deal with drug trafficking. They deal with gun trafficking, right? And so all of these things ICE, you know, handles. They do. They handle this. And so why would you want to limit the conversation between ICE and local police? Doesn't make any sense. And so as we had a caller yesterday, and I thought he made a really great point, you've got lots of attorneys in Annapolis that are going to be making big money off of some of these anti-public safety laws. And that is true, right? When it comes to the juveniles being charged as just juveniles, right? Even though they should be charged as an adult in some cases. Obviously, that's a lawyer that can make a ton of money off of that situation. But I think even with the illegal immigration, right, you've got nonprofits like CASA and all these other things, and they are paying big money for legal counsel for a lot of these illegal immigrants. They're paying big money for just the way that the system is so broken, and lawyers make a ton of that money. And so here they are fighting back against our prosecutors, even our state's attorneys, which we elect and we pay with our taxpaying dollars. They're essentially fighting against you and I. The legislators in Annapolis, the Democrats that voted for the Community Trust Act, they're going against you and I. And yet you've got people, I'm sure, come November that will still stand around and say vote blue no matter who. This is a disaster. We will get into more of these details on the Community Trust Act when we speak to our guest, State Attorney of Harford County, Allison Healy, coming up at the top of the hour. But this is, again, there's so many bills that truly just go against we the people. And I don't know how anybody justifies this. And this kind of could go with the conversation everybody was having yesterday about President Trump and the meme with Jesus and everything like that. You know, people say, well, how do you justify that? In that situation, you don't justify that. But how do you justify any of this? How do you justify any of this? You can't. And yet here they are last night at Sonny Dive, in case you see the videos. They're dropping the confetti. They've got the balloons. They're making jokes, right? You got the speaker, Penny Melnick. She's got this green hat on, you know, like she's going to Preakness or something. And she's all like elated. And you just ruined more lives. And you're celebrating it. You are celebrating ruining lives. You are celebrating taking some of your stupid spending that you can't seem to cut there in Annapolis, and you now push it back on local jurisdictions, who pushes it back on we, the people, yet again. And you're dropping confetti out of the ceiling? We got the phone lines here. I got my friend Barbara in Baltimore. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Kim. I'm so excited about Eric Swalwell finally being exposed. It couldn't have happened to a better person, a sleazy, just a real disgusting, despicable man. But I do want to comment on something said. California is going to have a Republican, and it's going to be Steve Hilton, if anyone's been following that. Steve Hilton has been running a tremendous campaign, and I talk to a lot of people from California, taxpayers from California. California is not necessarily blue. California, like Maryland, is full of voter fraud and lazy Republicans who will not register as Republicans and take back the state.
Oof.
That is what I think has happened, not just here, but also in all the other blue And I put quotes around that because it's voter fraud. These are states that have mail-in ballots without any kind of certification, and lazy Republicans, especially those who, well, I'm going to vote Democrat because it is a blue state, and if I vote Democrat in the primary, I could pick the best one in the world. All that rhetoric BS is all that is. Republicans need to get off their boots and stand up, get registered as Republicans, and take back this state that I am praying I will only be here another few months, because the politics here are stink.
Yeah.
Being weak and feckless is not a strategy to win anything. And that's why this state is a loser. Businesses will not come here. Why should they? Bring their employees or come here and build something and hire people, and they can't even walk the streets. Because what's happening down at the harbor, it's beautiful. When I came here, Schaefer was, he was in some office, since he served all of them, I don't know. But Schaefer built something in this doggone city, or in Baltimore especially, even though he was governor, but he built something that was lasting. And to watch the people who live here, born, raised here, since that's such a big thing, being born and raised here, let these Democrats take this state and turn it into an asshole. Because that's almost what it is.
Well, Barbara, I got to jump
in. Get out and get registered as Republicans. Stop that. Believe in the BS.
Yeah.
Because there's voter fraud. Going on here. You can't have this mail-in ballots, but no, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Well, Barbara, I think you're absolutely correct on that. I got to jump here to break. We'll talk more about this when we get back. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or Kim Klasick Live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't, but no matter what your age, you got to call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with the 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is a trusted name in Maryland and have been for over 45 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The blockade now will be enforcing impartially against vessels of all nations entering or departing the Iranian ports or coastal areas. What does that mean? That means that the Iranians now are going to be starved of any financial benefit from Harg Island. Now, remember, they don't produce gas. They produce oil. This will now bankrupt them if it is successful. The danger to me, in my mind, is when you think of a traditional blockade, or if you think of American, I don't want to be in a situation where American ships are actually escorting these tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. That's not what the blockade is. The blockade means block. And what are they looking to block? The Iranians' ability to export oil.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You know, there's something big Americans keep forgetting about. You know, behind the news cycles, behind the tariff wars, the conflicts, war, ICE raids here at home, behind all of this, there's an uncomfortable truth that we need to admit. We do have $39 trillion in debt as a country. That is a ticking time bomb. That's over $355,000 per U.S. taxpayer. So I want you to ask yourself, are you truly protected from this pending disaster? If not, you may want to call my friends over at Gold Co. Now, Gold Co., I'm a customer. They're the number one gold and silver company in the business, and thousands of Americans are using Gold Co. to hedge their risk. They want you to be an informed investor, get their free 2026 gold and silver guide, and learn how you can get 10% off in bonus gold or silver while supplies last. call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
All right, coming up next, we'll speak to State's Attorney out of Harford County, Allison Healy. She's going to be here in studio. You can call and ask any questions, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Wholesale prices rocketed higher last month, although the increase was somewhat less than economists had been expecting. Prices up 4% from a year ago. It was a 0.5% increase from February, according to the Producer Price Index. Sexual misconduct allegations chasing two members of Congress from Capitol Hill. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California is quitting Congress. Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas says he is leaving Congress as well. President Trump says the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports is working. And he says it's really no heavy lift for the U.S. military.
They're doing no business. I didn't like seeing boats come out if they were doing business with Iran, but if they weren't, no boats came out. So now Iran is doing absolutely no business, and we're going to keep it that way very easily.
Pakistan now proposing a new round of talks between the U.S. and Iran, and there are reports that such talks could take place before the end of the week. L.A. public school teachers will be staying on the job.
Los Angeles schools avoided a strike as the school district and the unions representing support staff reached a tentative deal. The district serves nearly 400,000 students in Southern California. Local 99 of the Service Employees International Union announced that it won a tentative agreement with major gains, including raises and more hours. The district announced that an agreement in principle had been reached, allowing schools to reopen. Teachers, parents, and staff had been prepared to walk out for a strike if the deal was not reached. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
$4.11, that is this morning's national average for a gallon of gasoline. AAA says it is about a penny cheaper than it was yesterday. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow's up 170 points. NASDAQ ahead 208 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. No charges will be filed against the Baltimore police officers involved in a deadly shooting on January 20th. The Attorney General's Independent Investigations Division determined that the officers who shot and killed Jamarl Muse did not commit a crime. Neither Sergeant Carlos Arias nor Officer Edwin Ruiz will be prosecuted. The Bank Street shooting was after police responded to a report of a man who was armed and threatening another person. When they arrived, they tackled 40-year-old Jamarl Muse, who managed to take a gun from one of the officers and fired at police. The officers fired back and killed Muse. A handgun was recovered near Muse and no officers were injured. And the Maryland Prescription Drug Advisory Board has capped the price of the type 2 diabetes drug Jardiance for residents on government health plans. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilizing, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709 410-709-7515 or VinnyStio.com.
The Capitals are set for their final regular season game. Washington is on the road to play the Blue Jackets tonight. The Caps have beaten Columbus in each of their first three meetings this season. Washington has been eliminated from postseason contention. In other news, the WNBA draft was held on Monday. The Mystics selected six players, including three in round one. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is coming up next.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Whitstat. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time, 10:05. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The heat is on starting today. We've got bright sunshine and some hot temperatures with highs headed for the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in Boley's Quarter, 74 in Pikesville, and 68 in Joppa Town. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys are out of traffic out there on the road. It's been awful in the Baltimore region all morning, but hopefully now some of that has subsided. I'm really excited because I don't often get to speak to not just a state's attorney, but a lead prosecutor that has been on so many cases that have gone national and has been, you know, at the forefront of even President Trump's reelection campaign. And they're still talking about some of these cases on Capitol Hill today. Right now, joined in studio by Harford County State's Attorney Allison Healy. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for taking the time. I know that you're very busy. There's lots going on. We were watching what was going on in Annapolis yesterday. Obviously, sign and die, right? Up there, you know, Democrats, they celebrate. Republicans, not so much. You know, we're kind of just watching and waiting to see how much damage is done. But there were a lot of bills that were passed that's going to impact your job. And I kind of wanted to talk about some of these things. We were just talking about the Community Trust Act before the break. Also, real quick, I'll mention Allison's going to be with us in the studio for just a little bit. So if you want to ask a question, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. You can also text one in the text line as well. But Allison, I kind of wanted to ask you about the Community Trust Act. Obviously, it was just passed. I guess they tried to recreate this bill. It was somewhat dead. And then they tried to bring it back. And it's interesting because you saw Republicans were offering amendments. Those were shot down. So it's not quite clear everything yet because, again, it just went through last night. But we're all reading this bill. And what we've read so far, this is quite the disaster. And just in case people were not with us during the last block here, I just wanted to reiterate. Senate Bill 791 requires a judicial warrant in order for ICE to compel action from the state. The legislation outlines that law enforcement can notify ICE of someone who is detained in a correctional facility if that person has been convicted of a felony, a registered sex offender, served between 12 and 18 months, in a state prison, or committed an offense in another state that resulted in at least 5 years served in prison. So I guess you have to be the worst of the worst to call ICE. Is that what we're reading here?
That's how it appears to me, Kim, which is outrageous. We have offenders that commit, obviously, the worst of the worst, and I prosecuted some of those cases, with the Rachel Warren case and the Kayla Hamilton case. But we have offenders, if you're out there, driving drunk over and over and over again, right, you're a risk to our public safety. There are lots of offenders that are doing things that maybe don't fall under these categories, but are still a risk to our public safety. And what this bill, the way I read it, tries to do is basically completely limit our local law enforcement from communicating at all with ICE. I mean, it forbids them from doing anything, from almost any type of communication. It's outrageous.
Yeah, no, and a lot of people, we were talking about this last hour as well. ICE doesn't just handle illegal immigrants. I mean, that's not all they do, right? I mean, you've got human trafficking, drug trafficking, obviously terrorism. We saw how they were created right after 9/11. But the way that this is couched, the way they're framing it, it seems like they're saying, like, oh, we're anti-ICE because they only go after illegal immigrants, and they get upset because they want to make sure that those aren't criminally charged, right, are still able to live freely amongst us. I don't think the law has changed, and I could be wrong about this, but if you're here illegally, especially not on a visa of any type, you can't actually work in the United States. Isn't that correct?
Well, you're not supposed to be able to.
Okay.
Now, whether they are or not is a different question.
Okay.
But we've seen all of those types of cases. We've seen human trafficking. We see all of this happening even in our county. It's outrageous. And ICE obviously is trying to protect us, from these people who are here. And let's be honest, they're committing a crime every single day. They're in our country illegally.
Right.
And so basically what our legislature attempted to do was basically not allow us to enforce those things. I mean, we had a situation with an administrative detainer, and that's what they're trying to prohibit here, is from us acting on administrative detainers and not being able to do anything or even communicate unless there's a judicial warrant.
Now, you might not know the answer to this, but I wanted to ask in case that you do, because I look at this situation and what the sheriffs are trying to do. There's some sheriffs like Sheriff Gaylor, who or Sheriff Jim DeWeese.
Yep.
And I wonder, because we were talking about this, when it comes to holding them accountable in case they do speak to ICE. I mean, this could be a situation where they're just, going over someone's case and saying, okay, well, this looks like, there's some loose ends here. I guess even just a phone call to federal agents would be in a violation, correct?
The way this is written, that's the way I read it. They also limit them from providing immigration authorities with information they obtained in their normal course of their duties without a valid court order. They have to have a court order to share information that they gain through their investigation. It's
wow.
It's illogical.
No, it is. It is. Now, I know the sheriffs, I think they're meeting, right, about whether or not they can move forward. Do you have any information on that one?
I don't. I know that Sheriff Gaylor was speaking with the Maryland Sheriff's Association today to figure out what, if any, action they were going to take. I don't know, because Sine Die was just yesterday.
Right.
I don't know that they've come to any conclusions at this point in the game, but I know that he has been in conversations with them this morning.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and this makes their job even, you know, harder for them. But a lot of us talk about this because, you know, you were elected to your seat as state's attorney in Harford County, Allison. And you've got, you know, Sheriff Gaylor, you've got Sheriff Jim DeWeese. You've got people that have been elected by we the people, we the taxpayers. And we expect a certain level of public safety. You know, obviously the legislators in Annapolis, they take an oath, but so do you. You know, do you feel as though that it doesn't allow you to keep your campaign promises, to keep your oath, you know, the fact that they're passing this type of legislation in Annapolis?
Sure. I mean, I've always been, you know, anti-illegal immigration. That's always been high on my platform of things. And certainly it is a public safety concern. And our obligation as the state's attorney and as sheriffs is to the public safety of our communities. And our communities can only continue to thrive with safe communities. And there is no question that the illegal immigration situation certainly is a risk to our public safety. And we've seen it in our community. Unfortunately, we've had the worst of the worst, I think, in our community, as you know, highlighted with our cases. And so we have seen, despite the fact that we're not a border state, we are still seeing the impacts of this in Harford County.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, if I could.
Sure.
Kayla Hamilton, I had the opportunity to meet her mother, Tammy.
Super nice lady.
Yeah, so sweet, so nice. And, you know, I think a lot of us are still a bit confused. Maybe you can help me out on this one, on how Kayla Hamilton's murderer was allowed in the public school system. I guess I don't understand how that happened. And I think that this person was also in other systems, not just there in Harford County. Do you know how that all transpired, and what bills in Annapolis would allow something like this to happen?
It's not so much the bills that we have, it's the bills that we don't have.
Okay.
Well, it's a combination of the two. And we tried to change this, actually. Delegate Griffith and I, for the last 2 years, have been trying to change bills to remedy this situation. And actually, Kayla's mom, Tammy Nobles, came and testified on these bills. So there are bills that prohibit us from disclosing juvenile information, you know, when there are suspects in a case. We can't tell the school systems. And in Walter's case, Walter Martinez's case, he was 16 at the time of the incident. He was the prime suspect in the case. And what we essentially needed was the DNA evidence to charge him. I was not in office while it was pending. And then it came in like in November, and I took office in January, and we indicted him as soon as I came in. The problem was he wasn't charged yet. The law prohibits us from telling the schools or telling anyone really about this investigation and until he's really adjudicated. And so we have tried to change laws to say if you're the suspect in a case. Nino Mangione worked on a different bill, I think, at one point. But Griffith and I, 2 years now, have been trying to pass laws to say we should be able to tell the schools so they're concerned about, you know, they're concerned about the safety of all the students, not just the criminal offender. But this is what we see out of Annapolis. They care more about the criminals than they do about the safety of the community. And so before he was charged, essentially, no one could notify anybody. And so he registered at Lansdowne in Baltimore County. Then he was in Edgewood High School. So those are the laws and lack thereof that allowed him to enter public schools.
Wow. So it's similar almost to the Community Trust Act. You have, again, where people are not notified of a dangerous individual, and here they're in this situation.
100%.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, and it's so sad. Like I said, I met Tammy, Kayla's mom. Mm-hmm. I know she even went down to Capitol Hill. They were trying to do something on the federal level. And it's interesting enough, where we saw which bills took priority this session in Annapolis, it was the 287G ban. You know, there were all these things that had to do with going against ICE and actually, you know, not nailing down some of these things that you just discussed here. For those that aren't familiar, Kayla Hamilton, she was also very young at the time, you know, and some people are not familiar with her case, if you could.
Yes, so she was 20 at the time. She had moved into Harford County with her boyfriend slash fiance at the time, and they were living in Aberdeen in our county. And so Walter was renting a room in the trailer they were renting. It was the first day that Kayla was alone in the trailer with the defendant, and he essentially got into her room, knocked on the door under false pretenses, got into her room, stole some money and other things from her, and also sexually assaulted and murdered her.
Wow. So, you know what? It's interesting because originally when I heard the story, we were told that she was dating Walter herself.
No.
That was never the case.
No. She was renting a room in this trailer. There was a family, if you will, parents with a young child renting, like, the master of what you would call in this trailer, had a bathroom attached. And then the next room was Hector and Kayla, which was, they were a couple. And then Walter had the third room.
Okay. So it was like one of those houses where you could rent the room by. Okay. Right. Gotcha. Now with Kayla Hamilton, you got one situation there. And then Rachel Warren, again, this goes back to what we just see, you know, now with the Community Trust Act. First of all, I have to say, excellent police work and everything that was, you know, worked on in that case.
Yes, our sheriff's office, and then, of course, the FBI and HSI, our federal partners, helped. It was a tremendous investigation.
Yeah. And, of course, then our prosecutors. I mean, because you guys had a lot going on. This is such a national case. I think it was also international.
It was.
Lots of people looking at it. Lots of pressure, I can imagine, on
yes,
you.
Yes, there was. In fact, there was.
Yeah. So, you know, real quick, I just wanted to kind of just talk about that. She was on the Mom Pa Trail, and this could have happened to anyone. Right.
Yeah. She loved the trail. It was somewhere she went daily, you know, having kind of grown up in Harford County. It was somewhere she went every single day. She was very fit. You know, exercise was on her daily activity. Sometimes she'd even go to the gym and the trail on the same day, and that's what she did on this day. In the summer, she would go generally around the same time every day, and she went on the trail that night for her normal walk slash run, depending on the day. And the defendant was on the trail that day and drug her off the trail, beat her so viciously. I mean, I will never get those photos out of my head. 15 to 20 head wounds, strangled her. The hemorrhaging was like three layers of tissue deep in her neck. It was a violent, violent murder.
And a mother of five.
Mother of five. Great, great kids. I met all of them. They're really great kids.
It's awful. But even in that case, because we ended up seeing some, I guess it was a Ring Cam footage from a home in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And so how were they able to make that connection there?
So they had never identified the defendant, Victor Martinez Hernandez, from that crime. They just had entered the DNA from the crime scene into CODIS. And so when we got our DNA evidence in our case, they entered it into CODIS and found that the two crimes had the same DNA. They just didn't have a name to go with the DNA. And so what they did was once they found that that was the crime scene, they then got the Ring video from that, which was able to get us at least somewhat of a picture of what this person looked like. You know, we were able to get, he was late teens, early 20s, Hispanic, and build our case from there.
Yeah, no, and it was, you know, as you mentioned, lots of great police work, and I know you guys worked very hard on that case, but we didn't see, and I haven't seen any, maybe there is a bill, would things have been a lot easier for you in that situation had there been a bill or just something in place where you could match, I guess, you know, because right now he was undocumented, so you didn't have the DNA, you had no name. And this goes back to why it's so important to make sure that everybody that comes into this country is legal and that we have documentation, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so now we still see where they just don't seem to care about that, but not only on the federal level, but here in the state. Because again, with the Community Trust Act, I would think that they're still perpetuating the same issue that we just saw in the Rachel Warren case.
Well, I know that, you know, some of our legislators down there in Annapolis, you know, primarily, I think we're seeing it as a red-blue split, of course.
Right.
But a lot of the, you know, Republican delegates, and I know I watched Delegate Griffith's video, you know, said, like, look what happened to Rachel Warren. Like, they tried to use this as an example of exactly what's happening. And they just don't seem to care.
That is a shame. All right, we'll be right back after break. Of course, we're speaking to state's attorney in Harford County, Allison Healy. And I know we've got some text messages coming in. I've got some phone calls coming in. So hopefully, Allison, we get back and can answer some of these questions. Real quick, looking to upgrade your home? When you go to visit Town Appliance in Owings Mills, you can do just that. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end tech like Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, Mayor make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy at Town Appliance because they are officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dreams appliances into reality. So they're open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. Check out their website before you head down, townappliance.com, for more information.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
We have to drive the Democrat Party into the pits of hell. When November comes around, we have to regain massive amounts of both the House and the Senate, and then we need to start seeing arrests and convictions of people who have stolen from you and me, who have gone after the opposition, have censored our speech. 80 million of us are done with this nonsense, this destruction. We are not going to allow you to take our president from us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, what a great morning this is. Of course, it's the morning after Sonny Dyke, so we're now trying to figure out how much pain we're going to endure in the next year or so until they all go back to Annapolis again for another 90-day session. And again, I want to thank all Republicans fighting so hard for us in Annapolis. We know all that you do. Without some of your amendments and the hard work that you do, we know things would be much worse here in the state of Maryland for us law-abiding citizens, so we appreciate you. Right now, we're in studio with state's attorney from Harford County, Allison Healy. Allison, of course, we got some questions for you. Sure. Marty wants to ask, is an arrest warrant signed by a court commissioner and not a judge considered a judicial warrant?
So in the Senate bill that just passed, they're talking about a federal judicial warrant. So there's been a lot of argument on the federal level about whether an administrative detainer is enough or whether the court should require a judicial warrant. So in this case, they're not talking about a judicial warrant on a state-level case. They're talking about a judicial warrant for immigration purposes.
Okay. All right. Marty, hopefully that answers your question. Also on the same vein, again, from Marty, he says, when it comes to Rachel Warren's killer and the fact that he was wanted in El Salvador for another murder, do you, Allison, believe that we possibly stopped the serial killer? In your opinion, this is...
Sure. In my personal opinion, yes. We know that the warrant out of El Salvador was related to a homicide of a female down there. Actually, the facts were remarkably similar to Rachel's case. It involved a water trail and a rock. It was very, very similar. And then we had the incident in California, which, you know, there was an assault on a young child. But there was, I think, more would have happened there, but for her brother chasing him out of the house that night. So, in my full belief, yes, I believe he would have harmed way more people if we had not found him.
Wow. Wow. Great question there, Marty. I do want to go to the phone lines here. Got Mark and Hampstead on the line. Hey, Mark, do you have a question?
Hey, Kim. How are you doing today?
Good.
I don't know if it's a question as much as it's a, you know, I hate to say it, but it's a very pessimistic prediction. You know, and your guest, and I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry. I just kind of drove back into the area where I could get the station.
Yep, it's Allison Healy. She's the Harford County State's Attorney.
And while I appreciate the fact that you are fighting the good fight, but, you know, I think, unfortunately, that this is going on in every blue state, every purple state, even places like Texas where the Democrats are trying to tie the hands of the Trump administration when it comes to removal. You know, with 20 million people that came over in 4 years, you know the rate at which we need to be deporting people to get all them out? We need to be deporting 13,698 people a day. And we're already a year and a half into the first Trump administration. And I think that Trump is going to find himself in a place. And by the way, that didn't happen spontaneously. That's a 60-year-old plan called the Cloward-Piven strategy. The Democrats planned this 60 years ago. They wanted to bring in enough people to tank the economy and therefore make an argument for socialism. And that's what they're desperately trying to hold on to. And they know they can tie up the administration's hands with courts. I think Trump is going to find himself in a place where he has to do what Lincoln did. He may have to suspend habeas corpus, start arresting some of these judges, these governors of these sanctuary states. They should be taken away in handcuffs. They are superseding federal law, the Supremacy Clause. It's in the Constitution. I don't think there's going to be any other option, and I think he's going to have to do it before the end of his term.
Well, Mark,
I'll just listen and see what you think of that.
Dale, I appreciate you. That's a great observation. Thank you so much for calling in. And I will just say, I think that's, you know, kind of why the sheriffs are having the meeting that they're having, correct?
Yeah, I would say that's true. I mean, Sheriff Gaylor is a strong proponent, of course, of, you know, fighting against all of this immigration movement. And I think that's why we saw, I think it is to tie President Trump's hands, because that's why we saw them pass the 287G on an emergency basis. You know, it wasn't October 1st, it was emergent. And why we have this law, because they are trying to tie up, you know, those channels for him. However, I do think, you know, that's what we need to look into now is how do we fight against this? Is this a violation of the Constitution? Is it a violation of federal law? And if so, what action can we take to stop this from actually taking effect?
Yeah, and real quick, again, we're speaking to Allison Healy, state's attorney from Harford County. I did want to ask you, because there was a case where the public defender's office got involved, I believe, correct?
There was, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had a defendant who was being released on a time served sentence, and the ICE had filed an administrative detainer with our local detention center, the Harford County Detention Center. And in that case, we held him for the 48 hours that was allowed under the federal law. They actually came and got him in 24. They came the very next day and got him, and the public defenders tried to file a habeas corpus petition in order to say we illegally detained him. Now, our judge ended up ruling in our favor, saying that it was not a violation of 287G. Obviously, the Community Trust Act was not in effect at that time. And he basically said we had complied with they had complied with the time limits, and we argued vigorously against that. But that is the type of situation that we're talking about here. That was an administrative detainer, and that's what this law is seeking to prevent us from doing.
Wow. This is really, really distressing. All right, we'll be right back again with Allison Healy, the state's attorney from Harford County. Again, Allison, I appreciate your time. We'll come back with one more block. I know you're busy.
No problem.
I know I got a couple of questions coming in, a couple of callers. Go ahead and hang on the line for us, because we'll have Allison Healy even after the break. Stay right there.
RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One's a Democrat, the other is a Republican. Targets of sexual misconduct allegations, they're quitting Congress. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California and Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas are calling it quits. President Trump standing firm on his insistence of a nuclear-free Iran. That's why he says the U.S. has imposed that naval blockade on Iranian ports. And there are reports of a second round of U.S.-Iran talks. It could take place later this week. The president says he's not about to apologize for his criticism of Pope Leo. Referring to the pontiff, we quote the president, "I think he's very weak on crime and other things, so I'm not going to apologize." On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 198 points. NASDAQ ahead 267. More details, srnnews.com.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Aaron Judge homered twice, and the Yankees scored on a game-ending wild pitch in a three-run ninth to overcome Mike Trout's two homers and five RBIs in an 11-10 win over the Angels to snap a five-game skid.
Ball game, went out to an early lead, and then they stormed right back, and it was just kind of back and forth, some big blows there.
AZ Fudd was drafted number one overall by the Dallas Wings in the WNBA draft, reuniting her with former UConn teammate and last year's top pick, Paige Beckers. College basketball, North Carolina freshman Caleb Wilson is headed to the NBA draft. NHL, three-time Stanley Cup winning goaltender Jonathan Quick of the Rangers says he is retiring at age 40. And famed ESPN broadcaster Dick Vitale is facing another battle with cancer after being diagnosed with melanoma in his lung and liver cavity. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
Your Fox 25 forecast. The summer heat is here today. Mostly sunny and very hot with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight as those drop back into the mid 60s. Even hotter on Wednesday. We've got more sunshine with highs flirting with 90 degrees for the first time this season. And then through Thursday, high temperatures will stay in the very hot upper 80s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Hair Volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday. You know, I did see on Facebook and X, there are more people that are watching and sharing the live. I appreciate you guys. We want to make sure that we're in the top 100 list. Tell all your friends. Kim Klasick Live, top 100. Right now, to get there, we have a great guest in studio from Harford County, our state's attorney, Allison Healy. Again, Allison, thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy.
Of course, my pleasure.
I know
pleasure.
You're busy. I mean, we've got lots going on. Of course, after seeing what happened this session in Annapolis, we've got lots of questions for you. Couple questions that we have here that I did want to ask you. Looks like we do have, let's see, Jim is on the line here, so let's get Jim on the call. Jim in Bel Air. Jim, did you have a question for Allison?
Yes. First off, good morning, Kim and Allison. Thank you very much for everything you do for the cause.
Good morning. You're welcome. My pleasure.
My question is, or it's more of a statement, I think. We should, any individual citizen that is harmed by an illegal, first thing that should be done is every member of the delegation in Annapolis that voted this bill in should be sued from one end of the county to the other, one end of the state to the other, and let the cost fall on their shoulders and stop this nonsense.
I don't disagree with you that they should be held accountable for their actions, whether that cause of action, you know, that'll be for courts to decide because that would be unprecedented, of course. And I would love to see them be held accountable. But, you know, at the end of the day, what we need to be telling, you know, our community members is that the way we hold them accountable is by voting them out, right? Is they're responsible to their citizens. And so we need to get the word out that these legislators who are passing these absolutely atrocious laws for our public safety need to be voted out of office.
I hope eventually these people wake up that we're electing the same idiots into office every time.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I could say I agree with you. Because, you know, we'll put Allison in that position. She's an elected official doing a great job.
Jim, I understand that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Speaking of which, obviously illegal immigration is a huge one, Allison, sure. But I wanted to talk to you about the youth charging bill that recently passed. As far as I know, it's on its way to Governor Westmore's desk. I was trying to check. It doesn't look like he signed it as of yet, but you and state's attorneys all over the state came together as one, even Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Because juveniles are out of control. If you could just kind of explain this bill to the audience and maybe tell us a little bit how you all came together. And why this impacts your job so much.
You know, our juveniles, ever since they passed the Juvenile Justice Reform Act years ago, our juveniles have been off the hook. They are a risk to our public safety at the, you know, infinity degree. They are just off the chains. You know, we have juveniles that we can't charge. All we can do is call mom and dad and say, come pick them up. Because at a certain, we can only charge them once they're 13. We recently had 11-year-olds breaking into cars, and all we could do is say, hey, come get them. You know, we can't hold them accountable.
Right. Is that the case with the twins?
Yes.
Wow.
Right. So
wow.
That was up in Harford County, and, you know, we saw the sheriff's office speaking out about that. But this bill specifically is, we're talking about serious offenses, felony offenses, that currently we can charge them as adults initially. And what the legislator basically is doing with this is limiting the crimes that we can charge. You know, first-degree assault is now, we can't charge, at 16 years old, we can't charge them as an adult. We have to now start in juvenile court. And across the state, we, as state's attorneys, unanimously, everybody, fought, you know, dug our heels in and said, this is a bad idea. The juvenile justice system is a disaster. And we don't have the resources to give these kids, to rehabilitate these kids. And they're just funneling them in and out and sending them right back out onto the streets. And so we fought hard. We went down to Annapolis, all of us. I mean, the MSAA unitedly took a position on it. We as electeds went down there. We saw, you know, Republicans and Democrats alike basically saying this is a terrible idea, and they just will not listen to us, despite the fact that we're the people on the front lines who are handling these cases.
Yeah, and again, I've said this time and time again, during COVID, we were told to trust the experts. Right. You guys are the experts here, and you're telling everybody this is a bad idea, yet not in this situation. We're not trusting experts. Allison Healy, I wanted to ask you, because we do see all these cases with juveniles, I guess it's still very confusing because we have somebody new in charge at the Department of Juvenile Services.
Yep.
Betsy Fox
Tolentino.
Okay, there you go. And so, you know, you don't have Vince Chiraldi there anymore. I guess, you know, in your experience, because obviously you're prosecutors, you guys are working on these cases. Have you seen a change at all since, you know, the new head has come in?
You know, I think she's making strides, but this system is so broken. This is not something that's going to be fixed overnight. And it was something we heard when we were testifying with the delegation. You know, well, we've known the system's been broken. We just need to move forward anyway. I mean, that's illogical. It's illogical. And one of the positions we took is, okay, and if she's making strides, give her time to fix the system before we jump to the next step, which is changing the laws and putting them in juvenile court. They weren't having it. They just weren't listening at all.
Yeah. And speaking of which, with the rehabilitation, everything like that, we've noticed, because we follow a lot of these cases, there's been a lot of juveniles that have been removing their monitoring system.
Oh, yeah.
on their legs. Yep. Well, first, you might not know this, but how easy is this? Or is it difficult to do this? How are these kids achieving this?
I actually don't know how they... Okay. I mean, I'm sure they're just cutting it off with...
It's just... So it's like a band,
it's
I guess?
It's a band, and it's got, you know, like a box on it, you know, to monitor them. But they, I assume they're cutting them off with some type of tool, I assume is what's happening. But, you know, it's a problem. I don't know how else to say it other than it is a problem. They're cutting off that. They're not being supervised. We have we had an offender who was found responsible in juvenile court for a first degree assault that was a shooting, and he was released back into the community in, I want to say it was like 9 months, less than a year, back into the community, and within a couple months he's murdered somebody in Baltimore City.
Wow.
I mean, that's what we get, and that's what we're trying to say, is they're not getting the rehabilitation, so they come back out, still a risk to our public safety, because the system is not working. It's broken.
Right, right. And I would imagine, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I would imagine this bill with the automatically charging them as juveniles, I would imagine that then you'll see DJS be completely overwhelmed. And how do they rehabilitate kids at that point?
Well, and that's the whole argument, is if you can't handle the cases you have now, you're overwhelmed as it is, and now we're going to send you even more cases, and not even more cases, but the most serious cases that you want to be there. You can't handle this. It is going to be a disaster, and the legislators who supported this bill are going to have to answer for that.
You know, I was just thinking about this. Again, we're speaking to state's attorney in Harford County, Allison Healy. I was just thinking about this. You know, I've always heard, and I guess it's because I've watched some of those mob boss movies, and they say that you go to prison, you come out either, you know, rehabilitated or a better criminal, right?
Right.
That's what they say. So I think about this, and I think about some of these violent juveniles. They're now going to be at DJS, I would assume, with kids that are possibly not as violent and possibly could be rehabilitated. But now they're going to be in with these kids that should have been charged as adults.
Right. So you're putting maybe a 16-year-old who did a shooting, is charged with first-degree assault. It starts in juvenile. They're in a juvenile facility with maybe a 14-year-old who did something, you know, much less serious. And we're now going to intertwine those, which are two completely different, you know, age groups, maturity levels, you know, violent level of violence. It's a bad idea.
Wow. And I did want to ask, because, you know, when all of this was occurring, I think last session with the Child Interrogation Act, is that still in place?
Yes.
That's still in place. So it's still very difficult for you to really ask many questions.
Right.
With the child. And that is, I can't remember, is that even if a parent says, please answer them?
Oh,
or
no.
Is it?
So this year we tried to actually put in a bill. I testified in support of it, as did Deputy State's Attorney Alan Culver in Carroll County. We were both there to testify in favor of it, where we would be able to interrogate a child with the consent of their parent. That didn't go anywhere because they felt strongly about this. I mean, we had the Joppatown High School shooting. That's another case that I prosecuted. And we couldn't interrogate him about where the gun was. We never found the gun.
Wow. So that definitely makes your job a lot harder.
A lot harder. Yeah.
You know, I just wonder, because obviously in Harford County, you don't see some of these legislators often that vote for this nonsense, because luckily you're in more of a red county.
Right.
But I just would wonder, how do they justify any of this if they were just having a one-on-one conversation? Because I wouldn't think that you could.
I think they are... My view of this, from what I have seen in Annapolis publicly, and I think what even conversations that we've had, is they care more about these juveniles and how it impacts them than they do about the victims and the community. And we have tried to tell them there needs to be a balance, you know, that we need to care about everyone, not just, but they are so focused on being criminal friendly down there that we just cannot get through to them.
Wow. I mean, and it is so interesting, too, because it's illogical, you know, to think that you arrest this, you know, 12-year-old five times, and every time you send him back to his house, as if things are going to get any better.
Right. I mean, like, right. Well, one of the interesting things that we have also tried to tell them, if they're so focused on the criminals, is that we have kids who we can't talk to who end up being charged because we can't talk to them. If we could talk to them and find out things, they end up with charges on their record, and maybe they get dropped later because eventually more stuff comes out. But if they would just allow them to speak to them, they wouldn't be charged in the first place. So it's a double-edged sword. Public safety should be number one, but there are also juveniles who are being charged that maybe wouldn't be if we were allowed to speak to them.
Well, I hope they're listening to this. because, I mean, I don't think they get it. I really don't. And I think there's an agenda there. And I think, like you said, they just care more about the criminal element.
We have told them these things over and over countless times. We say all of this when we go to testify, and it feels like it just falls on deaf ears.
It's so sad. All right, again, we're in studio with Harvard County State's Attorney Allison Healy. Allison, we got a caller that has been waiting on the line, and he's a good friend here because he calls in with a lot of great insight. Jeff in Phoenix, good morning to you.
Good morning. What a fantastic show. Whether it be illegal crime or juvenile crime, Maryland has become the clear definition of insanity. Allison, thank you for doing God's work.
And, my pleasure.
And again, this is great. Before I get to my point, you all had mentioned the juveniles cutting off the whatever those bands are called. Well, I have seen at PCRC meetings surveillance videos of the juveniles committing crime, and while they're committing the crime, you see that they still have whatever the band's called on their ankles. It is insane. So, Allison, we can't bury the lead here. You made a statement that I think is so relevant that the evidence and the photos that you saw of Rachel Moran will affect you the rest of your life. So, and when you hear, when, you know, someone who didn't see it but have heard many, many reports about it, do the legislators in Annapolis have the opportunity before they vote on these unbelievable bills, do they have the opportunity to view and review the evidence that you are presenting in court?
So, obviously, the evidence and exhibits that were put in are public record, but my door remains open. I have open communication with our legislators all the time. If anyone asked, of course, I would happily show them. But, yes, anything that's in the court file of any case, frankly, is available for them to look at if they really wanted to. The problem is they don't want to look at it.
So, there we go. So, my challenge, any legislator, whether Republican or Democrat, mostly obviously Democrat, who may be listening to this program, how in the world do you think that you are serving your constituents if you are, first of all, even bringing up these bills, but secondly, voting on them when your responsibility is to protect and defend the citizens of Maryland? How can you consciously vote for something like this? It is insane. And Allison, I know you guys are up against the clock. Kim, great show. Allison, again, you are doing God's work. Keep it up. Godspeed. And my prayers are with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's a lot of people feel the same way that Jeff feels there. And Allison, it is. It's got to be difficult for you to get up and have to do this every single day, not just even doing your job as a prosecutor, but to navigate the laws that we have on the books that impact you. You know, I don't want to leave this on like doom and gloom. All right. Again, we're going to Allison Healy. She's the state attorney in Harford County. Is there anything coming up or even a bill that you saw in Annapolis that will be helpful?
You know, a lot of what we're seeing isn't super helpful coming out of Annapolis. But, you know, we will continue to do what we do in Harford County. You know, the men and women on our streets, you know, our law enforcement is top notch, you know, and we will continue to enforce the laws to, you know, we have long held, and I restored it when I came back in, a tough on crime approach to prosecution, and we will continue to maintain that. And so whatever we can prosecute, everybody's going to get, you know, as much as we can get out of it.
Yeah, and I know, of course, you're running for re-election.
I am. I am unopposed, but I am running for re-election.
Well, where can people donate to you? Because obviously that also costs money.
Sure. My website is just AllisonHealy.com. It's AllisonHealey.com. There's a donate button right on there, and they can donate to our campaign right on there.
All right. Let's get Allison back in office. We need more people there with common sense. Allison Healy, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right. Now, real quick, spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically, by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and research-backed Greenlit Muscle Complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion your joints for a smoother movement and reduce stiffness, which is promoting better overall mobility, and you'll notice it over time. Just go to res-q.com and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus and get one free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Previously on Casey and Company.
I don't think name-calling and going after people negatively is going to work. I would present your ideas on how to make Maryland more affordable, safer. I think this is where Republicans really, this is where they hit the self-destruct button in this state. We saw it last time with Hogan, right? But we'll see.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, a big thank you again to Allison Healy. She's a state's attorney there in Harford County. And yes, right now she may be running unopposed, but if you listen to her and the common sense that she has, you best believe that there's going to come a time where Democrats are going to try to challenge her. And so I would like to give a challenge to you today. If you could donate, even if it's $5, $10, $20, AllisonHealy.com. That's AllisonHealey.com. And hopefully, you know, and of course, she's the state's attorney. I know she's doing a fantastic job, and we'd love to have her remain there. But, you know, this is, again, someone else that if she decided to run for higher office, this is somebody else that I would support 100%. 100%. And I thought that was so interesting to learn, because I didn't know this about the double-edged sword there with the Juvenile Interrogation Act. I didn't realize that some of these kids were catching charges, as they would say the truth, catching charges because you have a situation where the prosecutors and the police are unable to speak to that child. So why wouldn't they at least repeal that bill, or that law, I should say, now that it's a law? Why wouldn't they do that? See, that's what I'm saying. And it, like I said, you guys have pointed out time and time again, there's way too many people making money off of, you know, the fact that we don't have any public safety. I got Jim in Baltimore. Jim, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I'm a retired police from the city, and I'm trying to calm down listening to what's going on with this immigration thing. I mean, I was embroiled in that in my career, right on the front lines. And it's just amazing how these politicians and just don't, they live in a bubble. They don't understand what it's like, how cutthroat these people are. And unless, like the line in Jaws, unless it comes up and swims and bites them in the butt. And it's unbelievable. When I was in there, we had a certain group of people that were just running roughshod all over the Baltimore metro D.C. area. So we concentrated on the drugs, the human trafficking, the guns and everything, and these and no paper trail, no nothing. You know, it was up to us to figure out with through informants who these people are, all these aggravated felon reentries coming in. And it's unbelievable how they just let this stuff go. It's sickening. It's really sickening.
Yeah. Well, Jim, first and foremost, thank you so much for your service. And as you said, when you were working, it was already bad, but it does seem to get worse, you know, every single session that they meet in Annapolis. You know, I would suspect that the illegal immigration numbers have always been high. I don't know. I wanted to ask you real quick because, you know, of course, we saw a lot of people come in under Joe Biden. We did see some kind of illegal immigration being handled under Trump, and then even more before that with Obama. But when you were working there in Baltimore City, did you see this huge influx of illegal immigrants in your view?
Oh, yeah, big time. All in the drug organizations and stuff like that. That's why my boss, once I was brought out of patrol, because that's where I encountered them in the beginning. I was just, you know, uniform patrol, and then boom. They hit in my area, and I was familiar with them because I was in the Coast Guard in Miami, and you know, besides search and rescue in Miami, they never told me we would be doing drug interdiction. So, you know, you encounter all these people coming from South America and the Caribbean and everything. So I knew all about, you know, how they work and this and that. And then my boss brought me downtown and says, I want you to take your immigration team and run roughshod throughout and get as many as you can, you know, the dangerous ones. And, yeah, it was bad. It was bad back then. But my boss was smart enough to know that it's a problem, and we did some really good work. In fact, one of our informants were telling us, man, you guys on the street, you guys are known as the Untouchables and stuff like that. That was our reputation at the time.
Wow.
And, you know, so, you know, how command changes and then priorities change. So I was taken off it for a while, but then he's just the other boss that came in says, I listened to the wrong people, go back on it again. So,
wow.
And then I got into HIDA, drug trafficking and all that, ATF, and then, you know, we did some good work there. But it's unbelievable how they just dropped the ball on this. I mean, you got all the sexual exploitation, human trafficking, drugs, this. I mean, you've seen murders around the Maryland area already with Rachel Morin and stuff like that. And these politicians across the United States are just a blind eye. It's unbelievable. It's just they have no soul. They're stupid. They're
yeah.
really stupid. The only one that's is Ivan Bates is doing something. He's like a salmon swimming upstream. If it wasn't
yeah.
for him, we'd really be in bad shape.
Well, Jim, I agree with you 100%. Again, thank you so much for your service. And I'll hop off here on the break, but thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
All right. Take it easy.
Thank you. Wow. You never know who's listening there, right? When we get back, we'll continue this conversation. It's so much more to discuss here on Kim Klasick Live. Don't go anywhere.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herr, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herr, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 3710.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is holding fast to his vision of a nuclear-free Iran.
The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has deepened as Washington's declared it had blockaded Iran's ports, and Iran is threatening to strike targets across the region. Pakistan says officials are racing to bring the sides together again for more talks. Though last week's ceasefire is appearing to hold, the showdown over the Strait of Hormuz has risked reigniting hostilities and deepening the region-wide war's economic fallout. The blockade applies to vessels going to and from Iranian ports. The move could restrict the passage of the few ships that Iran considers friendly, which have been permitted to traverse the strait, as Iran has curtailed maritime traffic since the start of the war. I'm Charles Villadesma.
And there are reports a second round of U.S.-Iran talks could take place later this week. Maryland Democrats have failed to redraw the state's congressional map ahead of the midterms. Setback for Democrat Governor Wes Moore. He had cited President Trump's GOP-friendly redistricting campaign.
The clock officially ran out on the proposal late Monday night as the state legislative session ended, a casualty of internal party disagreements. In the end, the Maryland Senate left the bill in a committee, with Democrats who controlled the chamber concerned it would backfire under judicial review. As in usual, mid-decade redistricting continues next week. Democrats will not be poised to pick up a seat in Maryland, where the proposed map would have made it easier for voters to oust the state's lone Republican member of the U.S. House. Governor Moore calls President Trump's efforts to redraw congressional maps to favor Republicans unfair. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Led by soaring energy prices, wholesale inflation shot higher last month. Producer price index gained about 0.5% from February, up 4% from a year ago. Now on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 284 points, while the NASDAQ is ahead 280 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore Department of Public Works says the fluoride levels in drinking water will be temporarily lowered due to supply issues caused in part by the war in Iran. The DPW says a key supplier in Israel has experienced a significant disruption in its operations, and the adjustment is being driven by supply availability. The move will impact residents served by the city's water system, including some in Baltimore and Howard counties. DPDW Matthew Garbark says drinking water will remain safe and meet all federal and state water quality standards. Human remains have been found near a Baltimore school. Police say the remains were discovered in the area of Southwest Baltimore Charter School on Herkimer Street on Monday. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner collected the remains to determine the person's identity and the cause of their death. Detectives have not released any additional information, and they are continuing to investigate. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilizing, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. 3515 or vinnysteo.com.
The Maryland men's basketball team added again to its roster. The Terrapins received a commitment from Oklahoma State transfer forward Robert Jennings, the second. This season, Jennings played just three games for the Cowboys due to a hip injury and was granted an additional year of eligibility. WCBM News Time 1105, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill? The possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
WCBM News Time 11:05. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a hot day ahead of us, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild. A stray shower possible. Otherwise, temperatures fall back into the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 in Bel Air, 74 in Edgemere, and 75 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, it's Tuesday. Good morning to you. Man, if you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We just had a fantastic guest here in studio, Allison Healy. She's a state's attorney in Harford County. And, you know, it's funny because I'm listening to her and she has such a great command of the law, right? Which is hard in the state of Maryland because you have legislators, mostly Democrats, that are constantly changing the law, but in ways that you can't even imagine because it doesn't involve common sense. So now, we just had Sonny die just yesterday in Annapolis. Now you've got this Community Trust Act that has been passed. And we've been talking about this really all morning. But it's going to make Allison Healy's job and every other state's attorney's job and even the sheriffs and everybody in law enforcement, it's going to make their job a lot harder. You had the 287G ban, right? And we thought that we raised our voices up enough against that. But now with the Community Trust Act, it is making things even worse for law-abiding citizens. They do not want your local law enforcement to engage with federal law enforcement at all because they want to protect illegal immigrants. I mean, this can't be constitutional. As I read, Herb, thank you so much for sending the email over earlier. And I didn't want to get into the weeds with Allison because obviously this was just passed last night. And you do have the sheriffs. They are meeting today to figure out what they can do to fight back against the Community Trust Act and the fact that they want to supersede federal law with this state law, which I would think is unconstitutional. There's no way this can remain in place. But on top of this, when we're hearing about, you know, the juvenile bill, where they're automatically charging them as juveniles, even those that should be charged as an adult, you know, you heard Allison speak to the fact that, you know, the DJS, the system is already overwhelmed. So why would you then take these hardened criminals and mix them up with some of these other juveniles that could possibly be rehabilitated? But now they're going to meet, you know, the next guy who's extremely dangerous, cares about absolutely nothing. And so, like I said before, you know, when you go to prison, you either come out rehabilitated or you come out a better criminal. And it sounds like we're going to have juveniles be released as better criminals. This is what they just put in place in Annapolis. And they did it literally in the dark of night because this bill was dead. And now it has been passed, and it was emergency legislation. They couldn't wait to do it. They spent all night Saturday night. I think even Delegate Nino Mangione had to miss an event because they were up all Saturday night, past 11 p.m. in Annapolis, talking about the Community Trust Act. It's just so frustrating. I want to thank everybody that sent all these amazing positive comments. Many of you said, Patricia, so many of you are saying how Allison Healy is a breath of fresh air, and you're so happy that she's on the job. I am, too. I am, too. And as our last caller there, again, thank you so much for your service. But, you know, I agree. State's Attorney Ivan Bates, what did he say? He said he's a salmon swimming upstream. I can't even, I'm not even going to try to remember it. But, first and foremost, I thank you for your service. But you're right. You've got people like Ivan Bates that was sworn in and elected to do his job to keep us safe. And then here he's dealing with, his own colleagues and his own party trying to make his job that much harder. Yet he took an oath to make sure that we are all safe. And he does his job to the best of his ability. And because of these laws, he can't do that. Allison Healy is not going to be able to do that. The state's attorneys all over the states, they're going to be done. Scott Schellenberger in Baltimore County. And it's heartbreaking, but this is where we are. Also, if you're just joining us, we did talk about Representative Eric Swalwell, Representative Tony Gonzalez. They are resigning from Congress. They're trying to avoid being expelled and obviously an ethics committee investigation. I did want to talk to you guys also about some of the other laws that were passed. But real quick, I got a caller on the line here. I've got John in Parkville. John, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, Kim. It's nice to talk with you. I'm totally out the lunch as far as just what is this ankle monitoring system supposed to do. Now, I remember when they first come out with it, there was a unit placed in your home. And if you wandered a certain amount of distance from your house, a phone call would be put to your home. And if you didn't answer, somebody would be out to pick you up. Because you were in violation. Now, they're putting these monitors on their ankles. Now, who is supposed to keep track of them, and how are they supposed to be doing this?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, John. So there is a company here in the state of Maryland. Well, they're not really here. I think they're actually out of state. They're supposed to be monitoring these kids on this system. But unfortunately, it sounds to me that either they're overwhelmed or they don't really care to get to the bottom of it. But there isn't really anyone monitoring a full time, right? So what they're doing is they're monitoring these kids, but it isn't 24/7. And so these juveniles have figured out that they're not being watched the entire time.
Well, and they know if they cut the strap off, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, it's such a farce. And I'm going to close with this. My compliments on you promoting Rod Wittstadt. I went to see him about a week or so ago. He took care of my will for me. He's a great guy. Best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
And, God bless you and, keep the faith.
Yeah.
I really enjoy your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, John, so much. Thank you. I hope you have a great week. And, Roddy Wittstadt, remember, he's got the wills and estates. And, yeah, I've known Roddy for I don't even know how many years at this point. He might be listening. He might text me the amount of years. And I can't take all the credit because I met Roddy through Olivia's dad, my ex-husband. They've been friends for years. And Roddy, he's good. He knows his stuff. I did want to tell you a little bit about what else happened, in Annapolis. As far as some of these laws, you probably heard that Kanaya's law was passed. Real quick, Kanaya was a 60-year-old, beautiful 16-year-old young lady that was living in a Baltimore City hotel because the foster care system, I guess, could not place her. Even though it's not that they would place her, though, because she was on suicide watch, but something similar. Well, she needed extra attention. And so her mother saying, she works full time. There's not always somebody home with Kanaya. Her mother did the right thing and said, called the state and said, what do I do? I don't want my daughter to harm herself. Well, the state then steps in with an agency, which still we don't have all the details on this agency, but they step in. And what they were supposed to do was make sure they keep an eye on Kanaya. Well, the problem is that's not exactly what happened. And so while Kanaya, and this is the story that we received, and I say it this way because if you remember, the story changed a couple different times. I still don't know if we got the exact story. I would love to be able to contact Kanaya's mom. I don't know if that's considered, just an awful thing to do. Maybe now that Kanaya's law has been passed, maybe it's maybe it's a little more appropriate. But of course, I didn't want to contact her after she was dealing with so much grief. And I can't imagine what it's like to lose her daughter after she did everything the state asks you to do when you're in that position. She was found dead. There was a suicide note, as we were told, and the agency that was tasked with making sure they keep an eye on her, the woman, I guess, said that she went into the room that morning, thought that she was sleeping in, and so she didn't want to go bother her, so she didn't get any closer to her, then came back hours later, checked on Kanaya again, noticed that she was still sleeping in the same position, and that's when she walked over and found out that she had taken so many pills that, unfortunately, she ended up killing herself. We were told there, again, was a suicide note, but we don't have any other details. And this is why I was mentioned in this case earlier in the show, in regards to Representative Tony Gonzalez and his resignation. And I said, and I'm asking, will they be further investigation into the affair that he was having with the staffer that later committed suicide? Because here in the state of Maryland, we were told, after finding Kanaya Ward and the suicide note, the investigators then closed the case, saying that it was a suicide and they didn't think there was any foul play. Well, I don't know. I don't exactly agree with that. I think there's lots of foul play. I think the fact that she was, in my view, neglected, and I know that the agency, people are going to say otherwise, but what else can we call that? Really? Anyways, lawmakers did pass Kanaya's law, which is what they're saying, foster care reform after the teen's death. Real quick, this happened on the final day of legislative session, by the way. Now, think about 287G, that ban, right? That was like day one. They didn't do really anything when it comes to the taxes and the fees. And then on top of it, the Utility Act, what is it? The Utility Relief Act. We'll get into that in a second. That was also on basically the last day. I mean, so basically, our needs, our wants, what we wanted to see, if it actually happened, it happened on the final day of the legislative session. I just wanted to point that out. But obviously named after Kanaya Ward. She was only 16 years old. This legislation creates a state foster care and ties funding for guardianship assistance to criminal background checks. Now, Mike Griffith out of Cecil and Harford counties was the lead sponsor of the bill and said he hopes the passage of this bill shows the Ward family that their child's death won't be in vain. Griffith says, I think it's important not to be lost, that we got to make sure we acknowledge Kanaya Ward and the Ward family and what they went through and the fact that we are honoring them. He says that as tragic as her death was, it's not in vain. We're going to do some really good work, and we're going to make sure that this never happens again. Now, there was documented struggles with mental health. That's why she was placed in this Baltimore City hotel and then ended up taking her life in September of 2025. Now, there must be an attorney and would be responsible for providing expertise in child welfare, custody and guardianship issues, appeals and due process issues, as well as investigate complaints, youth in out-of-home placements, and advocate for out-of-home care foster children. So basically, this will put, more safeguards in place, and hopefully there's there's more views on how to handle children and minors in general that are suffering from mental health issues when they're in the foster care system. We did find out that the foster care system is overwhelmed. You just had the DHS Secretary Rafael Lopez. He did resign. But if you recall, he didn't really answer any questions in regards to what happened with Kanaya Ward. He didn't answer any questions on how, all this occurred. And they really did not give us anything else. And so, kind of goes with the question of the day. So since Rafael Lopez resigned as DHS secretary, he was not subjected to any more questions. Just like the question of the day, again, brought to you by Red Nation Real Estate at WCBM.com. You've got Eric Swalwell and Tony Gonzalez. They're leaving office. They're resigning because of, extramarital affairs and things that, for Eric Swalwell could land him in jail. But now they won't be questioned by the ethics committee because they're resigning. Same thing happened with the DHS secretary. Rafael Lopez got out of Dodge. We didn't learn much more about it afterwards. Congratulations to Delegate Mike Griffith. I think Allison Healy, she also mentioned how she was working with him. They're trying to get some more bills and into law that dealt with public safety. But this bill was actually successful. And he had a lot of co-sponsors, by the way, just so you guys know. He worked across the aisle on this bill. And as we see time and time again in Annapolis, you got to work across the aisle to get some of these bills really out of committee and then debated on the floor. It's quite honest with you. That's what you got to do. And I guess that's what Delegate Eric Boucher was talking about, right? The Republican that was putting Aristotle at his desk and going to work in Arbutus at his company. Remember, he wasn't showing up. He was in Carroll and Frederick County. But I think the protesting that he did, I get his mind and where he was going with all that. But it seemed to me the better option would have been to do what Delegate Mike Griffith and so many others do, like Delegate Ryan Iraqi and so many more, is working across the aisle to at least get some of these bills into law. Do we want to do it? No. Do we like it? No. Does that mean Democrats are still going to vote for it? No. Do they have the supermajority? Yes. Is it unfortunate? Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we get back. I just want to mention again, that's Kanaya's Law. It did pass last day of legislative session. We get back. We'll take the caller on the line. Looks like we have somebody that wants to weigh in. I will read your text messages. And then I did want to tell you about the Utility Relief Act and what that will mean for you moving forward. And then also Congressman Quayesian Fube, he asked President Trump for $1 million, and he got it. Quayesian Fube in the 7th District in Baltimore went to Trump for money. Isn't that interesting? And Trump said, yeah. Stay right there.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-multi-billion-dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shira Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shira Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shira Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shira Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Don't forget the question of the day. We'll get into that in just a little bit here at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should members of Congress be able to avoid an ethics investigation just because they resigned? Yes or no? Go ahead, take part in that poll. We'll get to it after the break. I do want to go ahead and take our phone call here. I got Brian in Baltimore. Brian, did you want to weigh in on the ankle monitors?
Yes, this is Bob, Kim. You know,
oh, hey, Bob.
The comedian, the bull. Anyway, Kim, my question has always been about these things is, if you have a product that doesn't work, okay? Like, let's just say real quick, your soap powder doesn't work. You take it off the market. And I can't understand why this thing is still around. It's not working. And do we pay for this as taxpayers?
Yes, we do, unfortunately. Yeah, it's in the state budget.
Should we get together and get a big class action suit and go after and put this company out of business?
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I'm sure every prosecutor would tell us good luck with a smile because not sure how you would do it. But you know what? It's a great idea.
Because if something's not working, why do you have it?
Yeah.
It's just a waste of time and money. And I just got some education here that this thing doesn't work 24/7. It only works certain hours of the day. That is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm not kidding.
Well, it's supposed to work, Bob, 24/7. The problem is that the agency that we've gone with the state, I think Mayor Brandon Scott tried to explain it. It's, you know, they don't have enough people to monitor it 24/7. And so the juveniles have figured that out.
My God, it just boggles my mind. And I'm glad they passed this bill because I've been in recovery for many, many years. And I have seen so many people like that young woman that took her life, you know, in that hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen so many people like her in my life in my 48 years of sobriety. I'm not kidding.
Well, congratulations. You know, that's amazing.
Thank you. I always kid around a lot, but I do that for a reason, because everything is so crazy. If you don't laugh about things sometimes, you'll pull your hair out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this situation. But I just wish I could find out, you know, just to put that company out of business. It's horrible.
No, that would make sense. And like I said, Brandon Scott has been asked about this time and time again, and they just kind of throw their hands up. I would assume that it's probably some donor. Right? Whoever company we're going with, it's got to be some Democrat donor, and that's why they don't touch it.
There's another point you brought up I didn't even think about, but just to sue and put them out of business would be a good thing. I mean, it's just enough is enough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bob, thank you so much.
Listen, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
And you.
Thank you. I don't know what I hit there, Brian. Thank you. Brian, the producer, thank you so much. Bob is right. I mean, I wish we could put them out of business because they're not doing their job. But this is what I thought real quick. Betsy Fox Tolentino, right? The new head of DJS. Why doesn't she switch the agency? Is it because she hasn't been sworn in yet? So I did find this out, just so you guys know. You know, you had Vince Schiraldi there, and then Betsy Fox Tolentino, she was the interim secretary. And I heard her do an interview, and she said that she can only do so much because she's still considered the interim and not the permanent secretary. And so she said that she has to be sworn in for that position if Governor Wes Moore decides to go with her specifically. So I wonder if she can't make this kind of decision. I don't know. You know what? I will reach back out to her office and see if she'll come on the show. But, Bob, you're right. It doesn't work. So why are we using it? And these kids cutting them off. I guess in my mind, you know what I envision? Like a dog shock collar. That's what I that's what I envision, like these monitors look like, I guess, in my mind. And I feel like, you know, and Allison Healy said they're probably using some tool to get it off. But I guess in my mind, I was thinking they were just cutting right through the band and then just taking them off. And then that's where they're leaving them at home because, you know, we had the collar. Was that John at Parkville? He was asking how come there wasn't a call made, you know, when the kid leaves the house and that monitor goes so far. Well, they're cutting them off and leaving them right in the house. And then, you know, even if that company was checking, it would look like they were at home. I would think that now that less people have landlines, I would think that they probably change that process, you know, the entire way. I don't know. I guess, you know what? You know what I would do? If we could go back to possibly making sure that there's a landline for that juvenile, right? Just make sure, you know, you tell the parents, look, you know, we can keep them on the monitor, but you're going to have to get a landline. And if we see something suspicious, we got to be able to call that landline. And if somebody doesn't answer, nor send the cops. Maybe that's a way to get around it. I don't know. If I had my way, you guys know how I am. I don't care. Lock them up. I don't even think they should be at home. Lock them up. We're already spending a ton of money anyways. Yeah, what's three hots in a cot? All right. Coming up next, I wanted to share this story with you. I mentioned it earlier. Kidnappers from Maryland with a four-month-old baby were found in Mississippi. And for some reason, they're not giving us all the details on this case. And I kind of just want to share it with you. to see if, like, your mind arrives to where I arrived. I don't know. I don't know. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An appeals court panel says federal judge James Boasberg must end his intrusive contempt investigation of the Trump administration for failing to comply with an order to turn around planes carrying Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador last year. The court finds Boasberg abused his discretion in forging ahead with criminal contempt proceedings. President Trump suggests Iran's uncompromising stance in public when it comes to reaching a peace deal with the U.S. is mere public posturing. Pakistan continues trying to arrange another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks following last weekend's first round of negotiations in Islamabad. There are reports that a second round of discussions could take place before the week is over. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 316 points. NASDAQ trading 325 points higher. This is SRN News.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Do you know who has the keys to your home? Has it been years since you've had your locks changed? Do you know if anyone has duplicated your key without your knowledge? If you don't know the answer to any of these questions, contact Crestlock.com. Crestlock.com is locally family-owned since 1969. Crestlock.com is running a rekey special where you can get your locks rekeyed for a flat rate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800 or email rekey at Crestlock.com today.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Aaron Judge homered twice, and the Yankees scored on a game-ending wild pitch in a three-run ninth to overcome Mike Trout's two homers and five RBIs in an 11-10 win over the Angels to snap a five-game skid.
Wild game. Went out to an early lead, and then, you know, they stormed right back, and it was just kind of back and forth, some big blows there.
AZ Fudd was drafted number one overall by the Dallas Wings in the WNBA draft, reuniting her with former UConn teammate and last year's top pick, Paige Beckers. College basketball, North Carolina freshman Caleb Wilson is headed to the NBA draft. NHL, three-time Stanley Cup winning goaltender Jonathan Quick of the Rangers says he is retiring at age 40. And famed ESPN broadcaster Dick Vitale is facing another battle with cancer after being diagnosed with melanoma in his lung and liver cavity. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Your Fox 25 forecast. The summer heat is here for the rest of the week. Mostly sunny and hot today with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. A few stray showers possible. Otherwise, temperatures back off into the mid-60s. Come Wednesday, temperatures will soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. More sunshine, more heat through Thursday with highs in the upper 80s again. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Spring is here and it's time to get moving, exploring and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green lift muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code R-E-L-I-E-F and do it today.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Real quick, I just want to say, you know, and I'm going to get off of this topic for now. I'm sure we'll have more to discuss later in the week. But Representative Tony Gonzalez, Representative Eric Swalwell, I did check because first and foremost, my heart goes out to their wives. Now they're dealing with all of this. You know, they shouldn't have to deal with this. They're innocent in this. And then I did check to see, you know, how old or grown their kids are. Eric Swalwell, believe it or not, has three children. All of them, I think, too young to be on social media. So thank goodness. And then Tony Gonzalez, it looks like he has one son out of four kids that would be old enough to be on social media. Hopefully he is not dealing with this in any way or at school. And so, you know, that's another piece of this. It's just like these members of Congress, like, do you even think about, you know, not even just your spouse, but what about your kids? Your kids are going to have to deal with this. You know, kids are relentless at schools. There are, you know, lots of bullies, lots of people, very mean. And now they have to deal with, you know, your shenanigans. So my heart goes out to the entire family. All right. The question of the day, I wanted to just go back and take a look at what the results are here. Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And I pretty much told you where I stand on this. But the question is, should members of Congress be able to avoid an ethics investigation just because they resigned? Now, interesting enough, there was a comment on Facebook that says, no, if they're being charged, you know, legally in the legal system, they should be able to avoid an ethics investigation because it'll all play out in court. But then the same commenter said, but, you know, if there is no charges, then maybe, yeah, maybe they should. I get it. I see where you're going with that. So 93% of you say no, they should not be able to avoid the ethics investigation. 7% of you say yes, they should be able to avoid the ethics investigation. I still say no. I say no. Whatever the ethics investigation has, you know, they should be able to drop it. Again, these people, they collect the pension, they continue to collect your tax dollars, they lied to your face, right? Because they took an oath that they would not do anything like this while in office. I don't think they should be able to avoid it. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say on that front. That poll question will be up all day. So if you want to share it with your friends or continue taking the poll, you can do so. Michelle Westminster, she sent over a text. She says, you know, sorry, I called earlier, but I had to hang up. And she did call when Allison Healy was in. She says, the sheriff is the only constitutionally recognized law enforcement agency across the land. My belief is that they are trying to eliminate the sheriff's ability because they are the only ones that can arrest and elect an elected official. Most sheriffs in Maryland are only responsible for serving warrants and jail duty. They have been usurped and replaced by county, city, and state police, except in counties like Carroll, Frederick, and Hartford, where they are primary law enforcement agencies. You know, Michelle, you never know. You never know. Anything's possible. But I appreciate you weighing in on that. I also wanted to ask, have you been, Brian the producer, I don't know if you ever go towards Baltimore City. I don't think you do because you have the luxury of being more in a red county. But I don't know if you've ever been past Old Town Mall. Yes, no, yeah. Well, Old Town Mall. Yeah, Old Town Mall is in Baltimore City. And Rebecca Pryor, I just wanted to point this out because you guys got to go take a look at this. Rebecca Pryor with Fox 45, she did a video yesterday. And she took some pictures and some video. Did you guys know there's still snow piled up at Old Town Mall? Yes, there's still snow piled up there from the snowstorm. And it is dirty and filthy and disgusting. And if you have the opportunity, just check it out, okay? And I cite this because right now, Baltimore has announced, you might have heard from Maggie Hunter during one of the breaks, Baltimore is cutting back on fluoride due to the Iran war. And, you know, there's going to be, I guess, some issues with getting fluoride here to America. And so Baltimore City has decided to put out a huge statement that they're cutting the fluoride levels. Now, they're not completely cutting it out. They're just cutting back on some of the levels. Now, I don't think anybody's going to notice, to be honest. And when I first saw that, I was like, really? Could you cut back on the lead? Could you cut back on the lead poisoning? What about all the lead still in the Baltimore City schools that are there because, you know, and the fountains are covered because the kids can't drink out of them because of the lead? Do you want to cut back on that? No? Just the fluoride? Because of Trump? Really? No? Oh, okay. Well, anyways, that's Baltimore for you. But I saw this video by Rebecca Pryor. Yeah, there are mounds and mounds of ice, dirty ice, still sitting at Old Town Mall. And they're trying to figure out what to do with it. Now, when it actually does melt, and I guess today is going to be another warm day. And this week should be pretty good. But when it actually melts, I can't even imagine the amount of trash that it is going to leave behind. It is absolutely disgusting. Anyways, if you're eating lunch, I apologize, but I had to point that out. Also, the Utility Relief Act did pass in Annapolis, so every household, so they believe, will save about $12 a month. Yes, $150 total. Yep, that's what you get. That's all you got. Yep, still no gas tax holiday or anything like that. It is so sad. So sad, but that's where we are. I wanted to share with you, and I noted this earlier, kidnappers from Maryland that were found in Mississippi. I want you to really take a listen to the details here. And this kind of goes into what's going on in Annapolis and then also what we spoke to Allison Healy, the state's attorney, about. In my view, this reeks of illegal immigrants skirting the system. Take a listen.
A couple was arrested today in Columbia who were wanted in Maryland on kidnapping charges. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Keandre Malloy. The Columbia Police Department says they pulled over Celos Morales for speeding on Saturday. After further investigation, it was revealed that Morales was wanted in Maryland on kidnapping charges. A four-month-old child was at the scene and was safely turned over to Child Protective Services. Officers later determined that Laura Martinez was also wanted in Maryland on kidnapping charges. Martinez is Morales' girlfriend. She was arrested today. They are both being held at the Marion County Correctional Facility pending extradition to Maryland.
Now, when this story first broke, this was yesterday in the morning, I was listening in and I was like, well, wait a minute, where is the details here? Right? So they were arrested in Mississippi, here from Maryland. But at that time, they said they didn't want to release which county had charged them with kidnapping. And I said, well, why the heck would you not do that? Then, as the day goes by, this story started to blow up because obviously it's, you know, something that is, you know, the country's now involved in because they went from Maryland to Mississippi. They never said what the connection was between this couple and the four-month-old baby. Did you notice that? Not a word, not a peep. Then I watched another clip. It was a lot longer than that one, so I didn't send it over. But there was another clip with a video showing the family showing up to get the four-month-old baby. So then I thought, wait a minute. So you arrest this couple, and now you've got the family there, and they were trying to hide the family of the four-month-old baby. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, what? And so there's no statement from the family that the four-month-old belongs to. I then go to Columbia, Mississippi's PD Facebook page. They acknowledge the arrest, but give nothing else. Like, nothing at all. So, of course, I comment, because you know me. I can't hold back. And I said, when can we learn more about this story? What is the connection between this couple and the four-month-old baby? You know, is this human trafficking? Did they just happen to steal this random baby? Was it a carjacking and the baby was in the back? What is going on? And why can't we know even about the baby's family? Anyways, I wanted to just present this to you because I'm going to keep an eye on this. I'm going to actually call the Columbia, Mississippi Police Department today when I get off work here because I got questions. I've got questions, and it's very bizarre and very odd to me. And something, look, maybe something else is not going on, okay? But when we're watching the 287G ban, we're watching the Community Trust Act, and now you're telling me a four-month-old baby went from Maryland to Columbia, Mississippi with two strangers? Last time I checked, I only had one kid, but my four-month-old was on formula for quite some time. You're still breastfeeding a four-month-old baby. This is just very odd to me. Extremely odd. And usually they'll say, like, oh, well, it was the father that took the kid because, you know, the mother wasn't letting him see the kid. You know, you hear stuff like that. That's not what's been said at all in this story. Not one bit. And again, they won't even identify the four-month-old baby's family. And it is, in my view, and look, I'm just guessing here, but I'm going to keep searching and figuring this out. But it's like, okay, well, are you not answering or, you know, revealing who the baby's family is because maybe they're here illegally? The kidnappers, are they here legally? I mean, the whole thing is bizarre, right? I mean, what's going on? See, this is what happens. If this is not the case, then, you know, God bless it. But if it is the case, this is what happens when you're living in the shadows. This is what happens when you're here undocumented. A four-month-old baby goes missing in Maryland, pops up in Columbia, Mississippi, and we're getting the tail end of the story and not really anything about it. And it's not, you know, really taken off as a story at all. The whole thing is weird. I'm glad the baby was found safe and unharmed. I wonder more about the family and which you're returning the baby to, but, you know, I guess you can't really ask those kind of questions, but I will. I'll make that phone call today. I just wanted to throw that out there. And again, Bob, thank you for calling in from Parkville, as you always do. And congratulations again on 48 years sober. Cannot be easy. Look, what day am I on? Meanwhile, you know what? Remember I told you I wasn't going to have any wine, no alcohol, no nothing? Well, on day 100, I had a glass of wine. I decided to tell you guys today. I know. I was supposed to be kicking it out altogether. I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it. Olivia said that she was proud of me. We were at Michael's Cafe. She goes, she's across the table because she likes to play Uno while we're at dinner, which I think is probably ghetto, but she but she does it. Otherwise, she's got the ADD situation really bad. Otherwise, she'll get up and, like, walk around and stuff. But I don't want her doing that in other people's restaurants. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, sit down, please. You're in the way of the servers and everything else. Anyway, so sometimes we'll play Uno. And she sat there and she's like, I know you want a glass of wine so bad. I know, Mommy. She's like, I'm really proud of you. It's day 100 and you can have one little glass of wine. I said, really? She said, really? And she got up and gave me a hug. And she knows. I'm trying to lower my blood pressure, and I just want to be healthy for her. Because obviously, I had her very late in life, my little 9-year-old, but I want to make sure I'm here for a very long time. So, anyways, I mentioned this also to mention Britney Spears, who unfortunately has a serious problem here. But she was arrested on a DUI charge, in case you did not hear, and she is back in rehab. And I was thinking about this. I was like wondering, what if we had a situation where we could like pair up, you know, and they'll go through the sobriety journey together. Think about this couple real quick. Tiger Woods and Britney Spears. Tiger Woods and Britney Spears. I don't know. They could go through the sobriety journey together. They're both single, kind of, sort of. From my understanding, Vanessa Trump is really upset with Tiger now that he's flipped his car again. Anyways, I was wondering, maybe we could get them together. And then it would do wonders for, like, the sober life. Because I've always mentioned, like, people, when people mention sobriety, people, you know, they look at people that have struggled with addiction in a different view. And I've seen this because I work with people, you know, when I was running my nonprofit in Baltimore City. And it shouldn't be like that. You should be able to give people a second chance and understand that many of those people, you know, they're not sober, a lot of them, because they're coping with something else, like a traumatic experience. You know, I learned all this working with these women. And I just wish that we wouldn't view people that struggle with addiction or did struggle with addiction, you know, in a different light. I don't like that part of it, right? I think we can be a little, you know, more forgiving. I think we should humanize these people more. And I think when you're really discussing sobriety and all these things, you know, these conversations, I think it does wonders to those that could possibly end up down that road. And I think it does help these individuals, you know, in making different decisions. Anyways, I was just saying, I wonder if we could get Britney Spears and Tiger Woods together and they could be on their journey to sobriety. And then we can make it like a reality show. And we watch them, you know, with the second chance of life and, you know, and we really humanize the whole story. You guys are probably thinking, Kim, why are you even telling me this? This is the stuff I think about. You know, I know. Even I need therapy, apparently. But no, I did. I was thinking about that. First and foremost, prayers for Britney Spears. I hate to see her back in rehab. I was a huge Britney Spears fan when I was younger. But you know what? Now that she's, you know, back in rehab, Tiger's in rehab, maybe we could have like, and maybe a reality show is not the best idea. But I was thinking about that. Would you watch it, Brian the producer? Tiger Woods? No. You didn't even think about it. Tiger Woods, Britney Spears, the sober life. I would watch it. You know what? Forget about it, Brian. Forget about it. All right, all right. I'll leave it there. Also, I did tell you, Congressman Quaisian Fume, he actually asked President Trump for $1 million for ROCA. And you know what? President Trump stroke that check. That's right. On the federal level, ROCA will receive $1 million. They were taking pictures yesterday. If you want to read about it, it's in the Baltimore Sun. And very interesting because, you know, you've got Quaisian Fume, who trashes the Trump administration every chance that he gets. He only comes out of hiding with this, like, right before the election cycle, right? And so it's like, he's coming up, he's got a primary opponent. Now all of a sudden he's handling $1 million to ROCA. And that's not purchasing votes, you know. What is? I did note, though, he's not handing any money to Safe Streets. So, you know, on that note, Fume, thank you. Thank you for that one. And I'm not saying all people at Safe Streets are bad. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I don't think that organization should receive any more money until they get to the bottom of what's going on there. Because obviously something's not right. I did also want to mention Pope Leo did clap back at President Trump, in case you missed it. He said that he has no fear after Trump said that he was weak on crime. I don't know. Here's what I will say about this. I don't want to get too deep into it, but Pope Leo, if I could give you some advice, I know you're the Pope. You got lots of advice you could give me. But I would just say, if you really want to avoid all this, you know, back and forth and even just being in the press for nonsense that is so petty, right? I mean, this is so beneath the Catholic Church. But I would just give advice to the Pope saying, just stay out of it altogether. Just stay out of politics altogether. Just be the Pope. Be the best Pope you can be. And then he wouldn't be in this situation. Because I read the headlines yesterday, Pope Leo claps back. Like it's like Cardi B or Nicki Minaj or something. It's like, no, this is the Pope, for crying out loud. Just stay out of it. All right, we get back. We'll finish up real quick. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. You see, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You've got free area towing and financing available. So all you have to do is call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500. Or you can go online, gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Or you can go to jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
You've planned for everything. Your retirement, investments, and even your next vacation. But a plan for long-term care? Not so much. Let's face it, no one wants to think about needing care someday. But ignoring it? That's not a strategy. Wesley Secure Care is a membership program that helps you stay in the home you love and maintain the lifestyle you love while securing the care you may need later. Visit our website, wesleysecurecare.org, or give us a call, 410-324-2400, to learn more.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down, so while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
File with TurboTax Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get the biggest refund and help you do more. File today in the Credit Karma app.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
The Rob Carson Show.
We have to drive the Democrat Party into the pits of hell. When November comes around, we have to regain massive amounts of both the House and the Senate, and then we need to start seeing arrests and convictions of people who have stolen from you and me, who have gone after the opposition, have censored our speech. 80 million of us are done with this nonsense, this destruction. We are not going to allow you to take our president from us.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Don't forget, you can always catch the archive show on WCBM.com and on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, you name it. And, of course, on the app. Don't forget, the app is free in the App Store, WCBM 680. The name of the show is Kim Klasick Live. We want to get these ratings sky high. We are doing a great job so far, so we got to keep going in the right direction. And hopefully, I'm getting better each day. I think today's show was great, mostly because of Allison Healy, the state's attorney out of Harford County. Not really because of me, but Allison is, you know, she's no joke, and I think she does a fantastic job. And, you know, I know you guys know this, but Olivia, she still wants to be a police officer, and having people like Allison Healy out there that she can look up to, you know, even as the state's attorney. I told her, I said, look, you can always go get your law degree, you know, you can always end up, you know, on the police force, you can end up as a prosecutor, you never know. Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. I told you guys it was funny because we were driving yesterday. I was dropping her off, and we heard Pat McDonough on the show with Sean Casey and Casey and Company. And as soon as we heard Pat's voice, her eyes lit up. She goes, "Is that Pat McDonough? I thought I arrested him already." And then she goes, "If Sean Casey, if he bailed him out, we're gonna have a talk." I said, what? Oh, man. And she's still waiting to hear more, believe it or not, with the shooting there that happened at Arundel Mills Mall when it was, what was that, around Burlington Coat Factory? Because we're still trying to, you know, to hear whether or not the victim in that will be charged because of, you know, whether he had a legal permit to carry or what have you. And of course, you know, when we were listening to that story, you know, she's in the back seat always. She's in the back seat. She goes, "I don't know, Mom. Sounds like self-defense to me, you know," she says. And I'm looking back there. I was like, "What do you know about self-defense laws?" And she says, I listen all the time. I love that kid. You know, I love her. I did get a text here from Michael. Michael says, "Don't forget, about 3 years ago, Democrats were hooking up in the United States Capitol." I forgot about that, Michael. You're right. Right there in the Senate Hart Building. And it was, what's the former senator's name here in Maryland? Oh, Cardin, yes. What was his name? Ben Cardin. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Yes, it was his staffers that were involved in that. You know what, Michael? Thank you. Now I have to think about it. But you're right. There's always shenanigans happening at the Capitol. I told you guys, if you could only imagine. All right, real quick, Maryland Matters has a story. The General Assembly wants to encourage energy competition again. Yes, the Democrats in Annapolis at the end of session are finally admitting that it's not just about BGE raising their prices. It is because way back when, they pushed for legislation to really put an axe to any competition. And so they're finally admitting that is why the price for energy is so high. At that time, it was called Senate Bill 1. Don't forget, that was at the top of their list. And that is why the price of energy is as high as it is today. Now, they spent how many days of the session blaming President Trump, blaming everything else, BGE, right? They even had Zeke Cohen in Baltimore City. Well, BGE is raising their prices. So, let's talk about this. Supply and demand, my friend. Well, I just wanted to point out, if you want to look at the story of Maryland Matters, you can see that they're finally admitting what they did with that bill because they want to be environmentally friendly, right? It's all about going green. Shut down the power plants. That's what Sierra Club is telling us. Ridiculous. We've been saying this for over a year now. They've been saying, nah, that's not it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. There's going to be beautiful weather in the Baltimore region. Get out there and touch some grass. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow. Join me.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.